Doctor Who is not a human. He is, it is, a fictional figure which crosses dimensions and is entirely fluid in its human form. That's why we've not got the same Doctor Who we had right at the very beginning. Doctor Who takes many forms, and in the new form, I'm sure it will go on to greater and greater strength. One man who is very definitely a human and a man and a great broadcaster is John Holmes. He's up next. John, what have you got?
Hi, George. Well, today we obviously are talking about the fact that Jane Austen has been recast as a woman. So that's good news, isn't it? Because obviously previously she was played by Charles Dickens and Walt Whitman and Herman Melville. So it's good news that Jane Austen
is now...
You
see the intellectual level on this show. It's just fantastic. Walt Whitman will not be mentioned on any other daytime radio show.
Won't, will it? You're absolutely right. If you listen to LBC, you're not going to get that rubbish, are you?
No way. James O'Brien never quotes Walt Whitman. Who's James O'Brien anyway?
So we're going to be doing a bit of that. We're going to be doing a bit of this new Advertising Standards Authority crackdown on sexist advertising. So that kind of ties in with the whole thing as well.
Yeah.
And apparently we're all going to die earlier, so that's going to be a cheery note.
Yeah, I had the professor on earlier.
Yes, I hear,
albeit too briefly, because he had to rush on. He's everywhere today. He's on all television screens and radio. But he is making the right for someone my age, John, the rather worrying point that in Britain, at least, though not in Denmark or in Hong Kong or in Singapore,
yeah,
the rise and rise of life expectancy is coming to an end.
It's grinding to a halt. We're going to be staring mortality in the face between now and 4 o'clock.
It's going to be fantastic. Stay tuned for John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. I'm George Galloway, and I'm here again tomorrow, God willing, at the same time in the same place.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Undo the ties. Unleash your ambitions. Untame your adventure. And make new decisions. Unmap your life with the award-winning Jeep Renegade. With legendary Jeep capability, 5-star safety rating, and touchscreen technology. And save an extra £2,250 in addition to existing offers only when you test drive in July. Unmap, unwind, and be renegade. Visit jeep.co.uk to claim your £2,250 test drive voucher.
Orders by 31st of July. Retail customers only. Participating dealers only. Savings against list price. T's and C's apply. Visit jeep.co.uk.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
TradePoint, we've got everyday low prices on your plastering essentials, like 25 kilogram multi-finish, just £4.68, and 25 kilogram bonding plaster, just £5.97 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint, trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Tuesday. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the PM's warning. R. Kelly denies holding women in cult. And the new tenor.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May has told her top team to show strength and unity. She's ordered the cabinet to keep their conversations private after a series of leaks were made to the papers. Former Deputy Prime Minister Lord Heseltine thinks her warning will have little effect.
It is going to get worse. There is an irreconcilable division within the cabinet, within the party and within the country. And there is nothing you can do but face up to that.
doctors caring for terminally ill baby Charlie Gardner meeting two international experts to discuss his condition. Charlie's mother is also there as the family continues a legal battle to take him abroad for experimental therapy. Falling fuel and computer game prices have caused a surprise drop in inflation. Official figures show the rise in the cost of living fell from 2.9 to 2.6% last month. An investigation is underway after a noxious substance was thrown in a paramedic's face. It happened as she answered a 999 call at the weekend in North London. R. Kelly has denied a report claiming he's holding a group of young women captive in a cult-like atmosphere. A lawyer for the R&B singer says he's alarmed and disturbed by the allegations. And on the 200th anniversary of her death, the new Polymer tenor featuring Jane Austen will be revealed this afternoon. It's being unveiled at Winchester Cathedral, where the author is buried. Apart from the Queen, she's now the only woman pictured on the banknotes after Elizabeth Fry was replaced on the £5 note by Winston Churchill. Louise West is a former curator of the Jane Austen House Museum.
I think it's fine. There's a bit of airbrushing gone on with that image, but that's perfectly understandable. We all do that today, don't we? And I think it's absolutely fantastic, A, that we have a woman, and B, that we have one of the most important women writers in this country on that note.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Plenty of sunshine this afternoon. It's going to feel a bit humid in the south, and there's a chance of some thunderstorms later. Highs of 28 degrees.
Ah.
Hi
Victoria.
John. You all right?
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Good.
So, you know who they should have put on the new tenor?
Who?
Placido Domingo.
And who is that?
Who is that? Pavarotti?
Oh, well, I know him. I know the name Pavarotti. I didn't know his real name.
Well, his name's... No, he's a different person.
Oh, what are you on about, John?
No, Pavarotti,
seriously?
Pavarotti isn't Placido Domingo.
Well,
Placido
who's
Domingo?
Placido Domingo?
Well, he's like Pavarotti.
Like, in what way?
Well, he's a tenor.
So a tenor singer should go on the £10 note. I get it.
That's what I've
Thank
suggested.
You. That's quite a niche joke.
Wasn't it just it's a suggestion?
It's a bad one.
They should put a rabbit on the £5 note.
Why, John?
Because of Fiver in Watership Down.
Isn't it Fivel?
No, Fivel's a mouse.
Oh, okay, fine.
Fiver, the rabbit in Watership. You've not read Watership Down?
No.
You should read Watership Down.
I think I watched. Was there some sort of thing on telly?
Well, there was a film of it, a cartoon. Yeah,
I think I may have watched that as a child, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Obviously, it hasn't stuck with me.
A dead rabbit, spoiler alert. It was Game of Thrones of its day, really. But with rabbits.
I've not seen Game of Thrones either.
Bright eyes. Burning like fire.
This is creepy.
No, I'm singing the song from Watership Down. Bright eyes.
Don't remember the words.
How can the light that burns so brightly suddenly grow so pale? Bright eyes.
This is weird. Really weird. Especially when you're making eye contact with me.
I'm not. It's
you were to start with.
Yeah, but that was. Then I realised my mistake and looked away. I looked at Cornelius instead. But you can't look in his eyes because they look really
round. You know what? What? 4 minutes into the show and you're slagging me off.
I'm not slagging you off. I'm just pointing out your eyes.
I mean, it's not a very nice observation to make repeatedly on air. Mm. Some would say that might be consistent bullying.
Wonky eyes, burning like fire. Like Sid the Sloth from the Ice Age DVD. Also looks a bit like Marty Feldman, possibly Gary Barlow as well.
Cornelius, Wonky what do you eyes. Have to say to this?
He doesn't say anything because now he's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update. With Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Liverpool could be about to complete their third signing of the summer. Haaland Scotland fullback Andrew Robertson is understood to be on his way to Anfield in a reported £8 million deal. He'll join fellow newcomers Mo Salah and England under-21 international Dominic Solanke. Joe Hart to West Ham should confirm the first of three signings at the London Stadium today. TalkSport understands the Hammers are confident of signing Bayer Leverkusen's former Manchester United striker Javier Hernandez, and it's widely reported reported that Marko Arnautovic is set to sign for a club record fee in the next 48 hours. Elsewhere today, Norwich winger Jacob Murphy's having a medical at Newcastle, and Arsenal goalkeeper Wojciech Szczesny is set to sign for Juventus after arriving in Italy for a medical. England women's boss Mark Sampson says defender Casey Stoney will miss tomorrow's Euro 2017 opener against Scotland with a hamstring injury. Finally, cricket. England are bowling first in their Women's World Cup semi-final with South Africa after losing the toss. They're going well. South Africa were 145 for 4 after 38 overs. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
There's Ben with the pre-recorded sports. Victoria there had the live news, and Cornelius has boss eyes.
Stop it.
All right. It's 6 minutes past 1 o'clock. Let's bring you some Tuesday.
Talk Radio. The UEFA Women's Euro 2017 kicks off on Channel 4 with two of football's oldest rivals.
Stunning play by England. Scotland have done it again. England versus Scotland, a classic confrontation. The moment these teams have been waiting for.
England v Scotland, tomorrow night at 7 on Channel 4. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
So, good afternoon. I am John Holmes. Possibly the best thing you'll ever listen to, because it sounds brilliant. Now, ordinarily at this point, I would sit on ladies' tummies. Doctor Who now has a foo-foo. This is excellent news, isn't it? Who news? I tell you what, Victoria, babies have been harming wildlife.
Excuse me?
Aubergine. Will you start now it's a lady? Let's experiment. Yes! So he sent you...
oily fish and nuts.
I'd be more comfortable with a female doctor. Oh, let's make the boss's bowels dance. I am a lady problem. Did you always want to be a woman? To a tiny dog egg. What we should do is...
mass pooing.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio. This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio. When I am about to get on a job.
Well, so good afternoon to you then, and as Theresa May is urged by colleagues to sack her donkey ministers, you've probably seen that headline on the front pages of the internet. Questions are being asked as to why she appointed donkeys to the cabinet in the first place. I mean, it was a stupid move. Photographs of the small domesticated relative of the horse inside Number 10, seemingly grazing on important briefing documents and defecating on rugs that the taxpayer has ultimately paid for, have gone viral today. You've probably seen them all on social media, the donkeys milling around Downing Street. Braying at ministers like Chris Grayling and Philip Hammond while Theresa May feeds them carrots to bribe them from going to the press with leaks. Hence carrots instead of leaks. You've probably seen pictures of the donkeys biting Jeremy Hunt's face, because donkeys don't like him either. No one likes him. I mean, yes, there have been injuries. Donkeys, as I'm sure you're all aware, can be quite vicious when riled, a donkey, but most are riled in the cabinet, because given that donkeys originated in Nubia and Somalia, most donkeys to this country are immigrants, of course. They all originated there back in the day. So donkeys are broadly anti-Brexit. So that led to one of them kicking Michael Gove when he walked behind one of them. Got him in the face as well, which improved it. Still, I guess we should be at least somewhat grateful there haven't been as many injuries as there were at Theresa May's last Cobra meeting. Six of the cabinet were bitten, with two fatalities. They should stop employing animals in the government, I think. Just stop it. Dangerous. But if any more government ministers are killed or injured by donkeys and or snakes this afternoon, we will of course bring you that breaking news as it snaps. Hello then. Welcome. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes, and this is the bit between 1 and 4 o'clock, which coincidentally is now the average life expectancy of any of us. Just between one and four. That's thanks to austerity and years of neglect, apparently. Congratulations if you've made it to five or over. You've made it, well done. Now, I expect you're wondering just what's coming up on what we continue to pass off optimistically as entertainment today. Well, on the back of the show today, I'm pleased to announce there's a portrait of Jane Austen on the back of today's programme. As we follow in the footsteps of the new £10 note. A lot of people complaining, of course, after this news. They're disgusted that Jane Austen is to be played by a woman on the new £10 note. What a... In the past, of course, Jane Austen has been played by men. Charles Dickens, Edgar Allan Poe, Walt Whitman, among others. Bit of a backlash on social media about this. As if Jane Austen could be a woman, ridiculous. Anyway, here's what we're offering up on today's broadcasting sacrifice. Headline hijack is on the way. That is where Victoria says the news at 2. But there's a lie in it. There's an actual made-up untruth, honest-to-goodness lie, or a dishonest-to-goodness lie, in the 2pm bulletin. All you have to do is supply that lie. Get it to us. Here it is, 8722.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word
you'd
like.
There it is. The lines are open now. There's also a diversity paper review. Johnny will be in today going through the papers, and he's from the Jewish community. It makes us the most diverse programme in the world. As each day, a different diversity reviews the papers. Plus, we have £5,000 to give away.
No, we don't.
In today's mystery quiz.
That's a lie.
Today's mystery quiz is a mystery sound quiz. If you can identify the sound that we play to you later, you could win £5,000.
No, you can't. John is lying to you.
£5,000 between now and
0 pounds is available to win.
Before now and 4 o'clock, as we bring you the mystery sound £5,000 winner quiz.
Nope, £0,000 winner quiz.
There's also the day's big stories, analysed through Japanese poetry. It's the news in haiku. There will be an update this afternoon as to who the Prime Minister is, in case it changes. There's the big debate at 3. All your reactions are very welcome, of course. You can react to this programme. We will take your reactions. Here's one right now.
John, I can't believe that they're banning models with beach-ready bodies.
Yes.
I know a model, and he has to work as a sidekick on a radio show because he can't get any advertising. That's coming from one of my friends.
Made that one up. Anyway, so...
Oh, yeah. All the other ones are real, aren't they?
Yeah. Your reactions, 8722.
Start your message with the word
talk. Radio on Twitter.
Start your message any word you like.
Work experience punditry. Who's in today?
Zoe.
Zoe's in today. She's bringing us new music, a roundup of new music. She's our work experience. We don't have to pay her. We will also be kicking a Kickstarter project up the arse. If you've got a Kickstarter project that you are working on, that you want to beg for the public coin, then get in touch with us, of course. Our regular Give a Kickstarter Kick at the Arse slot comes to you courtesy this afternoon of a man and a lady who are going around all of the railway stations in Britain. They were on back in March or April, but they're two-thirds of the way through. We're going to get an update. Yeah, I know. They've had a holiday paid for by the public. It's amazing. Plus today, there's a game of snowflake buckaroo. It's like buckaroo with donkeys. Oh, Theresa May would like that. It's like with donkeys, except with not with a cabinet minister bending over with stuff hung on him, but instead a millennial snowflake bends over and has trigger words hung on him or her, or non-gender, however they want to identify. And we'll hang them on them until they kick off and run to their safe space. Two contestants, one millennial. It's Snowflake Buckaroo later. Ginger Dave is not producing today. Ask broadcast, though, is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Yep.
Happy?
All right.
Yeah, all right. Marta's on the buttons.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. Victoria's got the news.
Yes, John.
Yep. She's going to say it with this mouth.
This mouth.
That's it. Cornelius is here. He's here.
I am here, John.
He's here.
Hello.
Can't get any modelling work. I'm John Holmes.
Just because of these new standards from the watchdog.
Isn't it? You're in your beach body.
Yeah, me and my beach-ready body.
Your body is as much a beach body as a beached body, as in whale. Anyway, we're going to be bringing you a programme. We're going to start it with some music. And the music, of course, well, it simply needs to be something that links us to today's big story. But the question is, how does it link to today's big stories? The clues are all in this.
Lying in the hospital, she'd been pretty sick for about half a year, but it seemed like this time the end was drawing near. So dropped my plans and jumped the next London train. I found her laid up and in a lot of pain. Her eyes met mine and then I understood that a weather forecast wasn't looking too good. So sad as on a story, so a little while tried to raise a mood and tried to raise a smile, but she silenced all my ramblings with a shake of her head. Drew me close to listen, this is what she said. Draining her blood. She said, I know I'm dying, but I'm not finished just yet. Yeah, I'm dying for a drink and for a cigarette. So we hatched a plan to book ourselves a cheap hotel, the center of the city, and to raise some hell, lay waste to all the clubs. And then when everyone else is on their sleep, then we'll know we're good and done. You live to dance another day. It's just now you'll have to dance for the two of us.
There it is, it links to today's big story. That is Frank Turner, currently supporting Blink 182 on tour, playing the O2 in London
Wednesday and Thursday.
I found some words when Sarah called me up. She said that Lex had gone to sleep and wasn't waking up. And even though I knew that there was nothing to be done, I felt bad for not being there, and now while she was gone, so tried to think what Lex would want me to do. At times like this when I was feeling blue, so gathered up some friends to spread the sad, sad news. And we headed to the city for a drink or two, and we sang.
So why am I playing it?
We live to dance another day.
It links to a big story.
So now we have to dance.
What? How? The clues are all in there.
So stop looking so damn depressed.
The Queen is dead, Frank Turner.
Sing with all our hearts. Long live the Queen.
So why were we playing that? Well, you had to figure it out. The clues, of course, as I say, are all there. But Cornelius has been working very hard trying to work it out. What do you think?
Is it the news of Blink 182 cancelling their gig in Bournemouth yesterday due to illness?
And Frank Turner putting on a surprise gig for fans also in Bournemouth?
Yeah.
No.
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 Is it something to do with ladies?
Very, very topical at the moment, because I don't know whether you've heard this, there's a lady Doctor Who.
Yes.
On the television. And there's going to be a lady Jane Austen on the back of the £10
really?
Note.
They
for the first time, Jane Austen's going to be a woman. So that's great news, isn't it? For money.
That? It's not the new £10 note.
It's not that.
Is it Love Island?
What it is this. We're all going to die.
You're joking.
No. Life is basically Game of Thrones. We're all going to die, and we're going to die quicker than we thought. That's a report out today, so we're going to depress you next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show. Let's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses. Driving you up the wall and around a U-bend with outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
If you pay for something, you should get to keep it, right? Yet with most mobile networks, you have to say goodbye to any data you haven't used at the end of every month. So say hello to Sky Mobile, the only network to automatically roll over all your unused data every month. And no matter what plan you choose, your data is yours to keep for 3 years. Plans start from £5 a month, and Sky TV customers also get free unlimited calls and texts. Search Sky Mobile and say hello to rolling your data with plans from £5 a month. Sky, believe in better. 12-month minimum term. Free calls and texts to standard UK numbers as a Sky TV customer. Standard price, £10. Acceptable use policy and terms apply. Redeem data per 1 gigabyte.
MyCarMeter.com. Oh no, the MOT's due and it needs a service.
Whatever your car needs, just type in a few details and approved local businesses will quote for your work. Then pick whichever's best for you. Just visit
MyCarMeter.com. Back a bit. No. Forward. A bit more. Now, back. Forward. Wait. Forward.
At Valent, we can't help you get your van into the tightest spaces, but our award-winning EcoFit Pure Boilers with their rear flue option are designed to easily fit into small cupboards. And a boiler and flue pack costs from just £750 plus 20% VAT. Valent, with you all the way. Just search Valent EcoFit for more.
Back a bit. Perfect.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Well, around Lancashire at the moment, the A59 Main Street in both directions is closed in Gisburn. It's due to an accident between Gisburn and Horton at the moment. In Devon, the M5 southbound still remains closed off at Junction 27 due to an earlier accident and fuel spillage. M5 northbound at Junction 27, we've got one lane closed off there through Devon as well because of that. And the M6 southbound through Cheshire, one lane closed due to a broken down van between 19 and 18. I'm Poonam Verma.
If you want to do more online quicker, PlusNet can help. Unlimited fibre and line rental from £24.99 a month for 12 months, plus a £25 activation fee.
That's lovely.
So Grandad can stream videos while Gran plays games.
Smash day!
Super fast fibre and line rental from just one simple monthly price of £24.99. Offer ends 18th of July. Visit plus.net now. PlusNet will do you proud. Prices may change. 12-month contract, new customers in low-cost areas only. Terms apply.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And yes, we should make time now to talk about today's big story. Going to die. Life is nothing, as I mentioned, but one long episode of Game of Thrones where all the protagonists die. Spoiler alert. One by one. Some of us horribly, some of us unexpectedly, and the Queen seemingly never. Yet a new report suggests that life expectancy is not as high as it used to be. It has, in fact, begun to peter out. Rising rates of life expectancy grinding to a halt after 100 years of continuous process. Well, progress. Any life expectancy in England? It's about average, I guess, about 83. I think the figure is for women, 79.4 for men. Although this average is, of course, skewed by Doctor who is over 900 years old and a woman. Austerity, underfunded social care, the state of the NHS, the tendency towards anyone who saw ITV's The Nightly Show to end it all, have all been blamed. But what are the reasons, and should we like the reports? The reports have been done by a man called Sir Michael Marmot. Love him or hate him. But should we be worried like him? Well, on the line to talk to us is Professor Malcolm Johnson, visiting professor at Bath University. Hello, Malcolm. Professor Malcolm, good afternoon.
Hello, John.
Good to talk to you. So,
and you.
We're all going to die, that much is obvious, but quicker than we thought, Malcolm.
Not really. I think what Michael Marmot, who's a very distinguished epidemiologist, is pointing out today, that the consistent rise in life expectancy over actually 160 years looks as though it might be at a hiatus for the moment. I don't think there's any reason to think that somehow we've reached the peak or, as some people would say, plateaued out. I think the rise in life expectancy will go on, but what he's doing is drawing attention to the fact that the consistent rise over a long period hasn't been sustained over the last 2 or 3 years, and we should be a bit worried about that.
Yeah, well, in terms of why we should be worried, part of this today by various commentators, because it's been linked to politics, to the policies of various governments and so on and so forth. I mean, should we be looking at that? Is that sort of an accurate assessment? The government say not.
Well, I think you can interpret it in various ways. And Michael Marmot is wise enough not to say it's just one thing. As a gerontologist, somebody who studies aging and old age, I would draw attention to the fact that the changing patterns of illness in very old age will be one of the reasons. And what we've seen in recent times, in fact, very latest figures show that the principal cause of death in old age now is dementia. Right. And it's overtaken cancer and heart disease. And so that's one of the reasons that dementia has become almost an epidemic amongst older people. And actually, most people in our society now die when they're really old. Two-thirds of all people who die in the UK die beyond 75, and the fastest growing group of people who are dying are over 85. So we are still living much longer. So Michael's research that he's just released is something that will make us think hard, but it doesn't mean the end of aging. We won't all live to be as old as Doctor Who yet.
Is it? I mean, I think it is interesting, isn't it? And tell me if this is accurate. The idea of dementia, is it because that people are living longer now? The traditional things that would kill people, cancer, heart disease, etc., there's better care for that out there. I think cancer, rates if discovered early enough, etc., deaths from cancer have dropped in that sense. And is it because then people are surviving what used to be the old ways that we used to die, thus living longer, and thus dementia is now factoring in because that comes in at a later age? Is that fair to say?
I think that's a pretty good analysis, that cancer care, which has been criticised, is nonetheless pretty darned good. But what we're also finding is that the incidence of cancer in very old people is declining, which is not something that gets mentioned very often. Mm. And what we are finding is that the people who live into very old age who don't have cancer have a mixture of conditions that make them die long and slow and uncomfortably, and we don't pay enough attention to them. So part of the picture is when we get to the far end of life, the health picture is changing. We put a lot of money into cancer, but not much into all the rest.
I see. And what we used to say, of course, when I was a kid, Malcolm, family members die, of course, grandparents and so on and so forth, and it was always a case, I was always told as a kid, they've died of old age. But that, in a sense, of course, it meant something else, didn't it? But now, weirdly, I suppose, because old age can mean anything. But now it's sort of pointing. I mean, I'll give you another example. My great aunt Sylvie, right? She's 96 years old, and she's got dementia. She's been in her home now for about 5 or 6 years, I guess. But other than that, she's perfectly physically healthy. But when you say people die of dementia, I just wonder how that, in terms of what does that mean, dying of dementia? If that,
well, it's a very interesting thing because doctors are required to put the principal cause of death on a death certificate, and then if there are any secondary causes. And so now that dementia is being seen as the principal cause, Nobody has only one illness when they get to be as old as your Aunt Sylvie. So we have to look at this data rather carefully, and your show at this time is not the time for a long explanation about that.
No, we haven't got time for that.
nonetheless, we have to recognise that the things which bring our lives to an end when we're very old are shifting and changing, and dementia has become more prominent, and we don't have any way of treating it. We can treat cancers, and we treat it much better than we ever did. We can treat heart disease, which has always been the second cause. So we are improving on those. But dementia, sadly, is beyond remediable treatment. We can only deal with the symptoms, and I'm sure your Aunt Sylvie is experiencing that.
Yeah, but to end, I mean, on a sort of on a vaguely optimistic note, I mean, you know, people are going to read these headlines today and just be a bit sort of go oh about it, but we shouldn't be looking at it like that, really.
I don't think so, and we should listen to Michael Marmot, because he's a very, very capable researcher and commentator, and he knows what he's talking about. So he's drawing attention to the current situation, and he's rightly raising the question as to whether care in the NHS, care in social care, is good enough, and whether it's not contributing. The fact that housing is much more difficult, all these lifestyle factors are truly important. But over the longer term, there's no reason to expect that the rise in expectation of life will go on.
Professor Malcolm Johnson, visiting professor at Bath University on gerontology. An optimistic note. Turns out, I said we were all going to die. We're all going to live. There. Right, in the next half an hour, we will bring texters, if you're alive, by the way, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with I am alive.
Let's take a rough snapshot of Britain. If you are alive this afternoon, then do let us know. And we'll make our own little poll of people that are alive. So that would be excellent, wouldn't it? I think we should do our bit there. So if you're alive, get in touch this afternoon with the show. Headline Hijack is on the way, as is, of course, today's Diversity Paper Review. But just after 1:30 now, Victoria, who is alive, has got the news.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May has told her top team that governments can only make good decisions if open debate stays private. Following a series of leaks to newspapers, the Prime Minister's ordered the Cabinet to show strength and unity. But former Deputy Prime Minister Lord Heseltine says she doesn't have enough support for them to listen.
There is no serious body of thought which says that Theresa May is going to lead the Conservatives into the next general election. So that means there's a vacancy. They don't know when the vacancy, but the players, either directly themselves or more likely through their acolytes, are out there canvassing.
Ministers have declared England can become smoke-free. It's unveiled a tobacco control plan sending out a range of targets aimed at adult smokers, teenagers and pregnant women. It's claimed staffing levels in many jails in England and Wales are too low to maintain order and run a decent regime. The Chief Inspector of Prisons says many still lack an adequate strategy to keep drugs out, a major factor in declining safety standards. Lower oil prices have caused an unexpected fall in inflation. The Office for National Statistics says a rise in the cost of living dropped from 2.9% to 2.6% last month. And Ed Sheeran's Twitter account's been deleted after his Game of Thrones appearance was criticised. The singer had previously limited activity on the site, claiming he couldn't cope with the amount of abuse he received. The weather, very warm, with some thunderstorms arriving in the south this afternoon, highs of 27 degrees. There's more in 25 minutes.
It's good to see you alive, Victoria.
Thanks, John. I'm glad you're alive too.
Alex has texted saying he's alive, so is his wife. So that's good. News. So well done, everybody who is alive. Do let us know about that, of course. Now, Victoria is here today. She's going to be here in 2 hours' time, as well as later, for Headline Hijack and so forth, and the news and the weather and so forth and so forth and so forth again. But today, am I right in thinking it's the third Tuesday of the month?
I think it is.
Because it's time for our new feature. I mean, it's very similar to the others, but it's but where regular listeners will be aware that Victoria brings us bonus news on a Tuesday, which is animal news, vegetable news, or mineral news. We discovered a couple of weeks ago that there is a fourth category. See, I thought that covered everything off, but it turns out fungus is neither animal, vegetable, nor mineral. It's a different category. So we've had to add a category in.
Mm.
Fungus news.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Is coming at 3:30. The debut.
The debut.
The premiere of Fungus News.
What are you going to wear to it, John?
I think it's black tie.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's frustrating.
Yeah, so we're going to need to dress up for the occasion. That's for sure. So I expect everybody to be on their best behaviour.
Are there any treats to mark the edition of Fungus News? Yeah, like chocolate.
A variety of mushrooms, but it's like Russian roulette. You won't know which one's poisonous.
Or magic.
Which one's magic? Yeah,
exactly. So you're going to have to try them during it, and we'll see if you last. That whole thing about Victoria being alive might not be accurate by 4 o'clock.
Thanks, John.
Okay. Thanks, though, Victoria. Victoria also here as a safer headline hijack, which is at 2 o'clock. Make up a news story. Hear it said on the radio as fact by Victoria, who is the proud owner-operator of this mouth.
This mouth.
That's it. Fill it with news. Details coming up.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. It is coming up to let me just check, time. And it's Headline Hijack, of course it is. We bring you made-up news lies. Made-up news lies. We'd like yours to be in the news at 2 o'clock to confuse those who don't listen to this bit of the programme. Or those that do listen to this bit of the programme but aren't really paying attention. It's just sort of burbling along in the background like Gardner's Question Time does on Radio 4. So, what's been coming in so far? Cornelia.
Lots coming in, John. The Pale, Stale and Male League, according to Thomas, are to hold a snap protest outside the BBC today against the new appointment of Jodie Whittaker as Doctor Who. The pressure group have announced that they will do what they are calling a willy walk up Regent Street, in which they celebrate the male genitalia.
Right, okay, so that's good. Because when you often get feminist protesters against things, rightly so, they often do it topless, don't they?
Yeah, that's
and they, thing. And they write slogans across their breasts.
Mm.
So am I to assume that the Willy Walk gentlemen who are protesting against the female Doctor Who be writing the slogans upon their...
Well, I'm not sure whether they are going to walk along with their...
Junk
out, but I'm guessing if they were to do that, maybe a very short slogan.
Yeah, just sort of, you're not really what do we want, no female Doctor Who, when do we want it now, more sort of,
what would Jesus do, WWJD, that's a good short slogan, people wear that on like wristbands. But I don't see how it really applies to...
A penis.
A willy.
No, not really. Anyway. Moving on. Other things that are in the headline hijack. They're a bit... It's a bit of paper. I was going to try and zhuzz it up to make it sound like we got some sort of... You know, some sort of...
The department.
Well, a department.
The department for headline hijacks.
Yeah, like some kind of, you know, like the news-wise, like PA.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in the news
come
headlines.
Down the wires.
They come down the wires, don't they? So I was trying to make it sound a bit more dramatic than it actually is, but really it's just some text and tweets and a bit of paper, isn't it, to be honest with you? To save money on the HS2 project, the new houses that have been knocked down to make way for the new track will not be bulldozed professionally at all. Instead, they're going to build the track up to the houses and then send a couple of old trains to run directly into them to smash them to bits. This will all be filmed and then sold to Hollywood to use in their films. That's a good idea, actually.
Yeah.
That would start to pay You know, that, some of that can make it into the next Transformers film or something. You know, this CGI rubbish. Mm. Actual trains smashing into actual houses. It's pretty good.
You know, people could, they could sell tickets to it as well.
Yeah.
The actual event, sort of, people go down.
I'd pay money to watch it.
Stand a safe distance back.
A train smashing a hat. Yeah.
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 Just, yeah.
Anyway, that's from Ian. Thanks, Ian. Over to you now, because the lines remain open for today's Headline Hijack. You know the drill. Make up a news story, just sentence or two, paragraph maybe. Get it to us. 87222.
Start your message with a word.
That's Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Uber on Talk Radio. Work or not at the touch of a button. Uber, where to?
My name is Kandas. I'm 34 years old, football lover, father of one. I live in Northeast London. Before I became partner with Uber, I was working as a parcel delivery driver. It was a bit of a nightmare. So much pressure. You know, it mentally affects you. I heard about Uber just end of 2014. Everything's done by app. No one's giving you pressure. You get to meet quite a lot of people, especially at night time after 12. So it's really fun talking to them. I got more freedom. I can work the time I want. I really enjoy what I'm doing. I can see my daughter more often now. She's in year 7 now, so I got more time for her. I'm visiting more countries now, and I'm going to do a few more educational courses as well.
Uber on Talk Radio. Work or not at the touch of a button. Uber, where to? Visit uber.com/driveuk to find out more.
Are you watching? Are you watching? Are you watching every game? Are you watching every game? Are you watching? Are you watching? Are you watching every game? Are you
every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
When Gary was up early to fix a leaky pipe, his nearest Screwfix was already open to get what he needed. When Freddy's drill bit snapped while he was working late, so was Screwfix, so he could pick up another. Open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. weekdays and early at weekends too. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We received over £2,500.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Welcome to New Sky Sports. Now with new channels dedicated to the sports you love.
Final act then of an unforgettable drama here at Trent Bridge.
The history books rewritten by 12 heroes in Chicago.
Lewis Hamilton wins the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix.
Feel every moment with new channels dedicated to the Premier League, cricket, golf, football, plus our dedicated F1 channel, New Sky Sports. Feel it all.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, do watch out around Lincolnshire at the moment. The A59 Main Street in both directions is closed off due to a serious accident, and that's between Gisburn and Horton at the moment. You'll also find in Devon the M5 southbound, the main carriageway at Junction 27, still completely closed due to an earlier overturned vehicle. And the M5 northbound at Junction 27 in Devon, is we've got one lane closed off there due to the same incident. The M6 southbound in Cheshire, slow from 19 to 18 due to a broken down vehicle.
If you want to do more online quicker, Plusnet can help. Unlimited fibre and line rental from £24.99 a month for 12 months, plus a £25 activation fee.
That's lovely.
So Grandad can stream videos while Gran plays games.
Smash day!
Super fast fibre and line rental from just one simple monthly price of £24.99. Offer ends 18th of July. Visit plus.net now. Plusnet will do you proud. Prices may change. 12-month contract, new customers in low-cost areas only. Terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Julia Hartley Brewer is back at Terminator HQ, getting her Berserker Mode safety valve replaced. and it may take some time. So George Galloway standing in until she's safe for redeployment.
Get ready for a revolutionary rumble on your radio with the original George of the political jungle.
George Galloway in for Julia Hartley Brewer. Call me, have a go if you think you're hard enough. Get it? Tomorrow morning from 10 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Does anyone else think the Trails Department have been taking drugs?
Call me, have a go, if you think you're hard enough.
Wow. Anyway, hi. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi there. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Do text us and let us know if you're still alive. The life expectancy is, it's ground to a halt, according to the news today. So if you are still alive, do let us know. We're taking a little bit of a poll of Britain. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anyone you like.
Other things in the news, of course. There's lots of it. I mean,
too much.
Yeah, some would say. I mean, apparently, Princess Kate wants another baby.
Another one?
I know. That's on the front of the Sun. There's a probe into students.
Really?
Yeah. It's called Producer Dave. High-speed railways route north has been revealed. Of course, that's on the front. We knew that yesterday. That's old news, really, but that's on the front of today's match. Fib stuff. Donkeys at number 10. There are a lot of donkeys. At number 10 has been overrun by donkeys and stuff.
Really?
Anyway, the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
You don't need to, Cornelius. We're here for you. Because what we do is we take the news and we make it simple. And we make it simple by rendering it Japanese and poetry-esque. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Prince George doesn't want to get off plane in Poland. He must be racist.
Yeah. Start early. Those royals, eh? They want another one. Eh?
Or he probably isn't. Definitely isn't, we should maybe say. It's a little joke.
No, he is.
No,
he's not.
No, he's not.
Not yet.
Not.
How old was Harry when he put that Nazi uniform on?
From memory, about 17, but maybe a bit older, actually. George, it was a party.
George has got a way to go, then.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right, he'll grow into it. Right, so...
What, the costume?
Yeah. It's time to go through the newspapers for today's Diversity Paper Review. If you're a regular listener, you'll know that we go through the papers each and every day, but we do it by asking a different diversity to come into the studio to do it for us. With the sole one reason. The reason is it makes us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting today. We welcome back Johnny. Hello, Johnny.
Hello, Johnny.
He's of the Jewish community.
He is.
Yes. What have you spied in the papers then?
We're starting with Make It Snappy. Now, there's a new research that says that young Brits are taking 11 photos a day, including 5 selfies.
And that passes as news, does it?
That passes as news in my world.
Right.
So
what paper's this in?
This is in the best newspaper of all of them, the Daily Star. Page 9.
Great.
Near the hard-hitting news.
We started there. So what? So basically the news is young people take photos.
Exactly.
We knew that already, didn't we?
But did you know they were taking 5 selfies a day?
Well, I neither know nor care. But why is that so?
How many selfies do you take a day, Johnny?
Well, funny you should ask that, Cornelius. I've done some maths, and today, so far, I've taken 4 photos, and I've planned that I'd probably get another 6 in before the end of the day.
Why?
Funny you should ask. I've done further research into that.
Stop saying that. It makes it sound like this is all scripted. thank you for asking, John.
I've got no idea what he's talking about.
Right, so I did one picture this morning today. I just woke up because I was really tired. So you know, you have like dead eyes. That was a selfie of like morning eyes. Like,
why?
Why am I up?
Get a photo of that.
Because don't forget, you've got Instagram and Snapchat communities that you need to
No one follows you or is interested in you.
Well, I know that's true, but that's why I need to try and get followers by putting more photos.
I had that,
and then I had a couple of celebs in this morning.
What celebs came in this morning to see you?
I had Reggie and Bolly.
What's that?
Off of X Factor fame, 2015. No, I mean, great new single that he needs to be playing.
I mean, really?
There was a phone call into office for Johnny. God. I'm really sorry, he's with Reggie and Bolly from the X Factor at the moment.
Reggie and Bolly.
And then we had Candice from the Great British Bake Off, who won it last year. Mm. No, anyway, so we had some photos there. Then I took a picture of my lunch. Then I'm going...
Why?!
Because you should have seen how much barbecue sauce they put in it.
I mean, what?
But how much barbecue sauce downstairs put in my bit of chicken. It was literally a bath of barbecue sauce with a little bit of chicken, like, sticking out.
So you didn't take a photo of it in that sort of... Instagram, look at my delicious food sort of a way that Gits do.
No, maybe I've gone the other way.
It was the other way of going, this is the worst thing ever.
No, do you know what? It was very tasty.
It looks nice, yeah.
Cornelius took half my lunch anyway to begin with, before I even got to take the photo.
He left it lying about, didn't he?
then I'm going to Nando's tonight, so obviously you need to have the picture of the bird and the picture of the food. So that's
a bit sexist, that. It's a 1970s term.
And then...
call your girlfriend. I mean, I admit that you haven't got one, but it's fine.
It's fine. Right, and then Love Island tonight. So picture of Love Island.
You got taking a picture of the TV show?
Yeah, my hot chocolate. Hot chocolate and Love Island time now. Look, at least I watched Love Island. Cornelius was supposed to be this big Love Island fan suddenly. Yeah. And he goes to me and say, oh, I'm not watching it anymore.
I've retired.
Love Island does not need to be discussed in every single link we do, by the way.
Back off
the Love Island. All right, so you've got a non-story in the Daily Star and somehow connected it to your sad life of hot chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
And Nando's. Where next, Johnny?
We're continuing in the Daily Star, but going a little bit further to page 21.
Oh, God, well, this is going to be hard-hitting as well,
isn't
it?
This is a very hard-hitting news story. This is a really serious story, actually, for once.
Yeah.
A guy who loves beer spent 42 years filling his home with over 9,000 cans, but he's now realised that it's out of control, so he's just gone, right, I'm just selling 9,000 cans now. Just because he doesn't want to have them in his house anymore.
What, of out-of-date beer?
Out-of-date beer.
No, so he would drink the beer. I've seen I don't know if it's a documentary, but I've at least seen a YouTube video about this man, and he decorates his walls with, like...
empty beer cans?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think they are empty, though.
Oh, aren't they? Oh, let's see.
Oh, for God's sake.
I can't be
another
different.
Beer expert.
I couldn't be fewer interested.
Oh, my God, yeah, they're full.
I'm glad I'm bringing Cornelius down to my wavelength. It just doesn't make sense. Why would you collect beer, like, in all different flavours, and then not drink the beer? And why would you want to have a room of just beer cans?
Well, I don't know the answer to any of these questions, but I imagine the person involved needs some help.
Have you ever hoarded anything?
I'm happy to volunteer any help with...
pop round.
Yeah, yeah. The thing is, the way he should get rid of them...
is what?
Have the best party in the world.
Yeah.
See, that would be a really weird party, though, if people... You're going, hey, come along, a couple of friends, and you just go into that room, because you wouldn't know where to start. There's no beginning, middle, or end. You would just...
Well, just get a can off the wall. I mean, it's... Again, you know, the Daily Star... I mean, is it just the season of no news? I mean, why are you looking in the Daily Star?
Best newspaper.
Right.
It's that... Because it's the only newspaper that actually I can read properly. And also
I mean, you're literally
pictures.
Not interested in anything else, are you?
It's also got big pictures that I can actually go, oh.
Big pictures.
It's a big picture. Right, moving on
to
corner shops. And actually, this is in the Times newspaper.
Oh, hello.
Oh.
Which is the only story I could find that I could actually read properly because it was nice and small. So
go on.
Corner shops disappearing. People are thinking, right.
Who employed him as a paper review? Anyway, carry on.
Employed me full stop.
Yeah.
So, when you were younger, did you used to go to corner shops? And well, do your natural, food shop there.
I mean, most communities had corner shops on the corner that you went to, absolutely, to get stuff. They were the handiest shops before, I guess, out-of-town supermarkets priced them out of their corners. But, yeah, absolutely. There's one when I was a student, there's one at the end of the road, yeah.
And what would you buy?
Well, student things.
So would you do a proper grocery shop?
Degrees,
like, would you buy like eggs and like vegetables and
I have been there and bought an egg, yeah.
See, I wouldn't do that. I would only go to a corner shop to buy chocolate crisps or a magazine. I wouldn't go to actually do a shop there. I just don't know. It's something about corner shops I would be like, you know.
You're racist.
No, not racist, just I wouldn't think about buying food from there because I'd rather go to a proper supermarket and do a proper shop all in one go and actually go down.
Yeah, but it's, the point is, it's handy. The point of them is that they are. They're convenient. They're convenience stores. That's the point. Because obviously, if you run out of stuff, you don't want to just run out of milk or something. Then you want to. That's what you're going to do. But yeah, absolutely.
I'll tell you what's killed them is those local supermarkets, like your Sainsbury's Loco and your local and Tesco Metro and stuff.
But they're open still in town centres, though, aren't they? They're not. Yeah. You don't get them in communities. I'm thinking, you know, that community sense of a shop.
But would the internet not have killed it a little bit as well? Now that you know that for convenience, you can go on, you know, do a Tesco's delivery and spend $3.99 and get, you know, two bags of food.
But if you can just pop down to the shop, you know, to get whatever, then that's you know, that level of convenience is still there, I would suggest. Although I literally don't have the figures. So the story is what? The
corner shops are disappearing.
Yeah, they are disappearing. So people are.
There's one outside and it's still there.
There is one right outside this building.
Literally outside. Yeah. That's a very good chocolate selection, actually.
Well, there you go again.
Right, finally.
Take a picture of it.
I already have.
All right.
moving on, Ed Sheeran. He was in Game of Thrones last night. He's doing another.
Don't tell me anything
film.
About Game of Thrones. I haven't seen it yet.
As if I've seen
Ed Sheeran's
it.
In
it's
it.
Way too clever for me. Anyway, he's deleted his Twitter account. So he was kind of speculating, well, I don't know if I'm going to delete it. Doesn't want to get trolled. So he's deleted it. But he's going to be in The Simpsons soon in a music episode they're doing.
Right.
But also the fact that someone's deleted their Twitter account.
I'm trying to be interested.
He'll get his followers back if he really gets it again. Like
perhaps his followers, because I imagine he had quite a few, right? But now they're sort of floundering about, aren't they? Go, who should we follow? Who should we follow? Who's taking pictures of themselves with some chocolate? Ooh. Johnny, what I'm saying is you could pick
Johnny.
Up.
Oh, can I get some followers?
There's a market followers. Just waiting to be swept up there.
Oh, I like that. I need to get some more followers.
You need to get Sheeran's followers onto you. You need to do what Ed Sheeran does.
But can you handle the abuse, though?
No.
No, you
but
can't. Are you
could
sure?
I sing to begin with to, you know, even take his followers to begin with?
I think you'll get abuse anyway, despite singing.
I just get, yeah, people just abuse me for the sake of it. I'm an easy target.
True. Right, there we go. That's Johnny. He is...
Jewish.
Yes. And what's more, he was today's Diversity Paper reviewer. Thank you, Johnny. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, John.
See you again next week, I'm sure. Try to look elsewhere for news next time. Right, so in the next bit of the programme, well, we will be talking about... You've seen this story about gender adverts that stereotype genders will be stopped by the Advertising Standards Authority. So we are going to be talking about that a little bit. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. We'll be catching up with a Kickstarter later on. We've got today's mystery quiz. It's a mystery sound quiz. You could win £5,000.
No, you cannot.
£5,000 up for grabs.
No, it's not. He's lying
up
to you.
Up for grabs between now and 4 o'clock when we bring you that mystery quiz. Mystery quiz, £5,000.
Nope, £0. No prize money. No prize.
And there'll be
not a competition.
Of Snowflake Buckaroo. All on the way. First of all, who's got their made-up news story in the bulletin that is imminent? Who is today's headline hijacker? A made-up story masquerading as truth in the forthcoming bulletin to confuse those not listening to this bit or those not paying attention. Cornelius.
Congratulations to Declan.
Well done, Declan. Where's Declan from?
Newcastle.
Ah. Hi, Declan. You got your made-up story into Victoria's mouth? You'll hear it next. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Internet and calls costing too much, minions?
Ugh, blammock.
Don't worry, you won't believe what you can get for £20 a month with Sky. There's super fast Sky Fibre.
Sky Fibre.
And Sky Talk evening and weekend calls. Plus new Sky Talk Shield. All for just £20 a month, including line rental for 18 months. And better yet, it's exclusively for our Sky TV customers. With just £19.95 setup fee, it's such good value, you'd be bananas to miss it. Sky. Believe in better. Available in Sky Fibre areas. New 18-month contracts. Check speeds at sky.com. Sky Fibre 25 gig monthly usage cap. Activate Sky Talk Shield online. Further T's and C's apply.
What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get?
Not sure what to get this lunchtime? Why not live bolder with McDonald's Big Flavour Wraps? Experience the barbecue chicken and bacon one with smoky barbecue sauce, succulent chicken and beechwood smoked bacon in a soft toasted tortilla wrap. Today's $1.99 wrap of the day.
go smoky.
From 10:30 a.m, participating restaurants only, rest of range available at regular price.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In July, we've got a 10-litre tub of white Dulux Trade Supermat for only $26.95 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to be other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Just after 2 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, May calls for unity in Cabinet, prison warning, and R. Kelly denies cult claims.
Talk Radio.
After leaks to the press, the Prime Minister has urged her Cabinet ministers to show unity and keep their discussions private. Last night, Theresa May warned that infighting could result in Labour and Jeremy Corbyn winning power. Sky's senior political correspondent Beth Rigby has more from this morning's meeting.
She said, quote, "There is a need to show strength and unity as a country, and that starts around the Cabinet table." And as I said, there was a case of colleagues not taking their responsibilities seriously.
The prison's watchdog has warned staffing levels are too low to maintain order at jails in England and Wales. Violence and self-harm surged record levels last year, with assaults on staff rising 38%. A leading health expert says rising rates of life expectancy in England are grinding to a halt after more than 100 years of continuous progress. Sir Michael Marmot is calling for an urgent investigation. He says growth slowed since 2010, when austerity measures were introduced. But Sir Michael also points to another factor.
One of the components, of course, at older ages is dementia and Alzheimer's. And that has increased as a cause of death, which, of course, is greatly concerning.
The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge have toured a Nazi concentration camp where tens of thousands of people died. William and Kate have been to the museum at what was once Stutthof camp, where thousands of Jews and other prisoners were forced into slave labour. The royal couple and their children are on a five-day trip to Poland and Germany. And R. Kelly has denied that he's holding young women in an abusive cult. A BuzzFeed report claims the R&B singer is brainwashing them as they got close to him to advance their careers in music.
I always find it weird when people say R. Kelly, because it sounds like a northern colloquialism, doesn't it? It's like, oh, yeah, R. Kelly. R. Kelly's holding a load of women in an abusive... Right, it's just not right, is it?
The thing is, though, if I said Robert...
He's denied it. It's R. Kelly's denied it. He said he isn't. BuzzFeed said he was, but he says not. R. Kelly.
If I used his full name, Robert, people wouldn't know who I was on about.
Oh.
Because no one's ever referred to him as Robert Kelly.
Well, I think we should start that.
Full name him.
Is he related to Matthew Kelly?
No, I doubt it.
No. Anything else? You're trying to think of another Kelly now, aren't you?
Kelly Holmes.
It's not related to Kelly Holmes.
Are you related to Kelly Holmes?
No.
Lorraine.
Holmes.
Lorraine Holmes.
Do you want to marry Lorraine Kelly?
What? Now it's gone weird. Anyway, thanks, Victoria.
I'm not finished.
Oh.
I've got to do weather.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Why not?
So very warm
it's
with thunderstorms.
Victoria with the weather.
Very warm with thunderstorms arriving in the south this afternoon. Highs of 27 degrees.
Thanks very much.
You're annoying.
I know. Right, here's Ben now with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Hull and Scotland fullback Andrew Robertson is understood to be on his way to Liverpool in a reported £8 million deal. He'll become the third signing at Anfield this summer, joining Mo Salah and England under-21 international Dominic Solanke. Tottenham defender Kieran Trippier has agreed a new five-year contract, keeping him at the club until 2022. The England international ended last season as the club's first-choice right-back, having ousted Kyle Walker from the starting 11. Walker's since been sold to Manchester City in a deal worth around £50 million. Joe Hart to West Ham should confirm the first of three signings at the London Stadium today. TalkSport understands the Hammers are confident of signing Bayer Leverkusen's former Man United striker, Javier Hernandez. And it's widely reported that Marko Arnautovic is set to sign for a club record fee in the next 48 hours. Finally, cricket. England have been set a victory target of 219 in their Women's World Cup semi-final with South Africa after losing the toss and bowling first. South Africa posted 218 for 6 in their 50 overs. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, one school in Wiltshire has been criticised after applying for new gold boards made out of 12-carat gold to replace some old whiteboards after Justin Greening announced yesterday a boost in school funding. The school has defended the gold boards by saying that they'll be putting the class in classroom.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, there with the news, and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty.
Okay, then, you are listening to Talk Radio. Yes, it's a Tuesday. Hello, yes, I am John Holmes. Welcome along. Still to come on the programme, then, today's mystery sound quiz. Later on, of course, you could win £5,000.
No, you cannot.
£5,000 available to you.
No, it's not available at all.
Identify the mystery sound that we'll be playing later. What is it? Get it right, you get £5,000.
No, you do not. He is lying.
The big debate is at 3 o'clock. There will be us helping a Kickstarter project by inviting the proponent of said Kickstarter project onto the radio to give their project a kick up the arse. It's Kickstarter given the kick up the arse. And there's a game of Snowflake Buckaroo later on the programme as well. If you don't know what that is, details will, of course, be on the way. Right, time to talk about today's other big story.
Talk Radio.
So, what else have we learned this very day? Well, the Advertising Standards Authority are to crack down on sexist advertising. Adverts, be they radio, TV, online or billboard, if they depict, for example, women doing cleaning while men lounge around, or men bodging up some cookery before being bailed out by a woman, then they will be taken down and thrown into a genderless pit. The ASA, of course, are the advertising standards body. Although by using the word body, I can confirm that it's only beach ready if it wants to be, and not as a result of the Advertising Standards Authority being fat shamed by a sexist advert for sexism or anything like that. In fact, if you see the Advertising Standards Authority on the beach this summer in a bikini or some trunks, then do not shame it. So are the days of David Beckham in his pants on the side of a bus or Kate Moss and her side boob on the tube over with? Not only that, but any advertising that suggests an activity is inappropriate for boys or girls can apparently restrict the choices, aspirations and opportunities of young people. So, does that mean, and I do speak as a father of two young children, both girls, endless adverts on Nickelodeon featuring games and girls playing with fairy castles and boys playing with dinosaurs, are they all gone for good? Let's find out. Natalie Collins is from Spark. She's a gender justice specialist. She's on the telephone. Good afternoon, Natalie.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for joining us. So, I presume this you would say this crackdown with the Advertising Standards Authority is good news.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it shows that they've taken a lot of research, they've spoken to lots of different people, and I think, you know, as you mentioned, the Beachbody Ready adverts and a lot of the stuff that we've seen in recent years is that the public are generally a bit sick of all the stereotyping and sexualization and would like to see something different. So I think it's positive.
Do you think it's, I mean, it's quite interesting with the Beachbody thing specifically, of course, because what tended to happen with that one, there were many complaints about it, of course, as you will know, Natalie, and you know, there was much talk and media discussion about it. But next to those adverts, of course, were ones with, you know, six-pack abbed men, which didn't get nearly the same amount of press, or because I don't know whether maybe because men just aren't that fussed about it. I don't know, but it was interesting. It went that way, not the other, even though those adverts were often side by side.
Yeah, well, I mean, part of it was the reason the ASA were able to say that that advert was a problem was because of the health science behind it, that it didn't do what it said it was going to do. And I think, you know, I think as a society there are differences between men being objectified and women being objectified. There's, you know, we have significant levels of sexual violence towards women that we don't see towards men to the same degree. So I think there are, you know, serious reasons why these things raise different concerns for men than they do for women.
Yeah. But in terms of, I mean, you're absolutely right in terms of the ratio there. But you know, any sexual violence towards anyone is wrong. So, in the sense, do the numbers matter? Should we go, well, even one a case of sexual violence against a man is equally wrong. So that there should be equal emphasis on that advertising as well, should there not?
Well, I guess it's that the reality that the objectification of women, the use of high levels of pornography, that is contributing to the high levels of sexual violence. So I guess we're not seeing the same levels of sexual violence towards men, which suggests that the objectification of men is not linked in the same way to sexual violence towards men. So I think it's not about saying, oh, well, we're not taking it seriously if it's towards men. We're saying that there seems to be, and, you know, the research would suggest that the stereotyping of girls and of boys restricted forms of masculinity, all of those things link into the violence that women are subjected to. And so I think it's about linking those things and saying this isn't just about kind of saying, oh, you know, we can't have boys playing with dinosaurs. That's not what it's about. It's about saying this contributes to much more serious issues.
Yeah, but the thing about the advertising, though, with kids, I mean, this has been mentioned today, which is why I bring it up, about children gravitating towards what they're arguing would be, you know, it's the age-old argument, isn't it, of kids, girls playing with dolls and boys playing with dinosaurs, whatever it might be. And if the advertising is going to have to change slightly, obviously I will now be subjected to fewer adverts that bombard me with that while the television's on with my kids. But it's an interesting move, isn't it, to start changing that. Are we going to see sort of genderless child adverts in that sense?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's about genderless adverts. That, you know, that it's about kind of presenting that girls can play with dinosaurs, boys can play with prams. I still see on Facebook when you know, a mum posts a picture of their son playing with a pram, people kind of post, "Oh, he's going to turn out gay," you know, and lots of really negative stuff. And so I think, you know, actually maybe he'll turn out to be a good dad.
Well, do you know, hey Natalie, when I was a kid, you know, my mum still likes in this story. When I was about, not very old, 2, 3, 4 maybe. The only thing I wanted was a pram. Yeah. I wanted a pram because I'd seen my mum pushing a pram, you know, and that's what you do, isn't it? I'll be honest, Natalie, I got a pram.
Well, that is good.
Isn't it, though?
It's helped you to be a good dad to your daughter, I'm sure.
I hope so. But I think it's interesting because when I watch my kids, and I've been quite careful with that in terms of, you know, there are no... It's not like, oh, have the pink thing. So I have two girls, 5 and 7 years old, right? It's not like, oh, have the pink thing. There is a multitude of stuff in the house, ranging from diggers and trains to, you know, to, yeah, fairies, of course. But weirdly, without any input at all, because I've been deliberately, you know, both things are available, they will always gravitate towards the girl things. And I just wonder, where does that come from?
Yeah, well, there's a really great book by a woman called Cordelia Fine, who's a psychologist, and she's done a lot of reviewing of the literature and research. And actually, the reality is, it doesn't matter how much we try to not gender stereotype. We are primed, we are socialised to do it in ways we won't even realise. And even if we're not doing it, every time they see adverts, which is why adverts are so important, those adverts are saying, choose the pink one, choose the pink one. You know, when my son, before he went to school, his favourite thing was cooking. By the time he went to school, within 3 months, his favourite thing was killing, because, you know, that's what we've been taught that boys do. So I think, you know, it does have a knock-on effect. And, you know, we can try the best we can to encourage our children to make the decisions they want, you know, to have free decision-making. But our choices are always going to be constricted. And I think that this advertising decision that they've made, it's about trying to open up and give more choices to people. And that's not to say that children are still not going to choose pink things if they're girls or dinosaurs or whatever if they're boys, but it's about saying actually you should have a free choice, and if you choose to think that's fine.
Do you think there's any nature in this though? Because it's going to come down to the nature nurture argument, of course, again. But I, you know, you watch, you know, I've got two girls, right, and I've got friends who have two boys, and they just do different things, and I don't think that comes from an outside influence. It's like boys will rough tumble and fight over there, and yes, some girls will, of course they will, but overall they'll want to play war and superheroes, whereas if my daughters are trying to play with the boys, they're cross because they don't want to play war and superheroes, they want to play schools or whatever, you know. And that's not come from me or their mum, or that just seems to be nature in action to me.
Well, I think it's a very complex one. It's interesting that pink used to be for boys and blue used to be for girls until about the 1920s. So this whole idea that pink is some sort of like biological, you know, biologically innate in girls is not true. It used to be the other way around. And I think around the different activities that children do, I think we can't ignore that there is socialisation structures. It might be that we're saying, well, we told them they could do whatever they want. But actually, there's lots of people in their life who would be encouraging them to do different things. Girls are often placed in clothing which restricts their movement in ways boys aren't restricted, you know, dresses, and they're being told not to show off their knickers and all that kind of stuff. So I think it's very difficult to say there's absolutely no socialisation structures. The one, and there's a couple who wrote a book in the 70s trying to really do a gender-free household, and they drew, you know, they went a long way. They did extremes. They drew long hair on the boys in books, and they changed the names of all the characters and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
And actually they wrote that it was very, very hard, and they tried to be gender-free. And they discovered in their own, kind of in an academic study of their own family, really, they found it was very, very hard to not reinforce gender stereotypes. And I think most of us, you say we don't enforce any gender stereotypes. Often, what the researchers found is the voice that we use when we talk to girl babies will be different than the tone of voice we use when we talk to boy babies. The way we hold boy babies and girl babies is different.
Right.
And that's not even something we're conscious of. So a lot of this research has found it's really, we can't say socialisation isn't a factor.
Okay, but that doesn't, I mean, but advertising, I suppose, is a small part of that, isn't it, in many ways? So it's a sort of step on a long road,
And I think the ASA have said this is not the only thing, this is one thing. And I think, you know, what it says is all of us are responsible for trying to ensure all the children in our lives, whether we're parents or not parents, have access to all the choices they can. And so, you know, when we're thinking about toys to buy, when we're thinking about what games we're going to play, how we're going to talk to them, encouraging them to be liberated in the wholeness of who they are is a really positive thing all of us can try and do.
And in terms of, you know, advertising, as I say, is a step on that road. But, you know, then you've got your, your full page spread in the tabloid of the Love Island contestants, which is kind of doing the same thing, isn't it? Is that the next thing that's going to be stopped?
Well, I think, you know, we've got to have freedom of expression, but we have to recognise how much of that freedom of expression is about selling products, is about conforming people into particular ways of being. So I think all of these things we need to be looking at, we need to be questioning. I think more than anything, we need to be encouraging everybody to have critical thinking skills, to think for themselves. It's all very well saying adverts need to look a certain way, but actually shouldn't we be training children, young people and adults to say, well, what's wrong with that adult and that advert? Is there something wrong with it? Can we think of a better way to do this?
And final point really, does it not come down to us feeling a bit nanny-stated by the whole thing, in which, you know, we sort of, we can kind of make our own minds up, do we need a standards authority to tell us, you know, what we should be thinking?
Well, I think the reality is that whether we like it or not, there are subliminal messages. The reason people pay a lot of money to advertise to us is because they know that it works and it makes us spend money on products that we probably don't need. And so the reality is that it's all very well saying it's nanny state to control this, but the fact is somebody is controlling the choices that we make through kind of aggressive advertising, through, you know, the way that Facebook sells adverts to different companies and that kind of stuff. So we are already being manipulated in the choices we make, and I think actually I'd much rather than an independent advertising standards agency that isn't making money from those products be part of that choice rather than companies who are making a lot of money are.
Natalie, thank you very much indeed. That's Natalie Collins. She's a gender justice specialist.
Why do you have to bring Love Island into it?
Well, because Love Island...
Don't take away Love Island.
An appalling...
No, it's
appalling,
not.
Appalling...
Can we keep Love Island?
Dreadful thing. You're not
no,
keeping
we're
Love
keeping
Island.
Love Island.
If there's any kind of standards authority...
There's nothing wrong
that'll
with
be the
it.
First against
no.
the wall. Anyway, all of our adverts on here are brilliant. And they are some of the best examples of adverts.
You know what? Let's.
You
we should
possibly,
play some. We're not scheduled to.
No.
But just because they're so good, let's
they're
just
so
play
good.
Some
they,
extra
they
apply, advert.
They abide by all of the rules. They're not trying to manipulate you. It's straightforward. They are. This is.
They're just
the,
being honest.
They're being
with
honest.
You.
These aren't even. These are excellent adverts. So not to detract in any way from advertising. By the way, just to be very clear. But that's not the case. Now, that's the news story. You know, what about adverts that stereotype trades and where they go, says Shuffle. Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. Well, they're perfectly acceptable.
Yeah, they're fine.
So, traffic and travel and some excellent, excellent adverts from companies who are brilliant on the way.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Winning a major golf competition takes a lot.
Henrik Stenson is the champion golfer of the year.
It's my finest performance, the Open Championship. That's the one I wanted to win.
Spectacular is not the right word, it's perfection.
You imagine those things as a kid and I finally got to live that dream.
Who will write this year's major story and become champion golfer of the year? The Open starts Thursday, live only on Sky Sports. The Open.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
TradePoint, we've got everyday low prices on your plastering essentials, like 25 kilogram multi-finish, just £4.68, and 25 kilogram bonding plaster, just £5.97 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint, trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
This is Lizzie from Insure and Go.
There are loads of interesting things about Russia. One of them is the dancing forest of Kaliningrad. It's a forest of pine trees, but they have all grown into weird shapes like knots, loops, twists and spirals. There's a theory that it's something to do with unstable soil and strong winds. I prefer the more logical explanation, though, that the trees are in fact dancing to the sound of a magical lyre played by a beautiful maiden.
For more travel trivia and travel insurance, of course, visit Insure and Go. Take us away with you.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, the round Lancashire at Gisburn, the A59 Main Street still closed off due to a serious accident between Gisburn and Horton. No change on the M5 in Devon if you're going southbound due to an overturned vehicle and this fuel spillage. Southbound at junction 27 is still completely closed off. The M5 as well northbound through Devon at junction 27, we've got one lane closed off still through the problems. In Suffolk, the A12 northbound at the Copdurkia interchange is busy.
Pump up your mobile, people. Plusnet have an amazing £6 plan now with loads of minutes. 1.5 gig of data, 2,000 minutes, 1,000 texts, £6 a month. That's more mobile than your hand can handle.
Pick from a range of new 4G SIM-only plans on flexible 30-day contracts, all backed up by Plusnet's brilliant customer service. Visit plus.net/mobile today. Plusnet, we'll do you proud.
Standard UK minutes and texts. Prices may change. Rolling monthly contract offer ends 22nd of July. Terms apply. See plus.net/mobile.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So much talk, as you've been hearing, about gender advertising, stereotypical gender advertising. And we've been thinking about that, of course, as we were talking there with Natalie Collins, saying some very interesting things about it. Well, it's going to change. It will change things.
Yeah, definitely.
I think in many ways. I mean, just one, for instance, is that, do you know, remember Barry Scott?
Of course I remember Barry Scott, from the king of adverts.
Yeah, from the Sillit Bang.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to have to find new things to advertise, like this.
Hi, I'm Barry Scott, and I'm here to introduce the new Wonder Bra. Look at how well it supports my breasts. The new full cup Wonder Bra can hold up to 9.9% of all boobs. Wow, it's just so comfortable. The new and improved Wonder Bra keeps your boobs twice as supported as the next leading brands. No boobs are too big. The new Wonder Bra. Bang, and the boobs are gone.
I mean, I can't work out whether that's sexist or not.
I don't think so, because he's wearing... Barry Scott in that advert is wearing the Wonder Bra.
Yeah, yeah. So it's you're right. It's genderless.
Yeah, well,
in many ways,
it is. Well,
it?
You know, normally for a Wonder Bra advert, you'd expect a woman to be saying that.
You would,
but not just women wear Wonder Bras.
No, also Barry Scott.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It seems. But, the most controversial bit about the advert, of course, is the fact that it was an appalling impression of Barry Scott.
it went good at, on the last word of every sentence.
Maybe, yeah.
but, yeah, it's not very good.
But
it wasn't the only option we had.
No, it wasn't, because we also had an option of it with Ben from the pre-recorded sport. So
he often voices stuff for us, like, basically fake adverts and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But he'd never heard of Barry Scott.
So after one YouTube view, this is what we came up with.
Hi, I'm Barry Scott, and I'm here to introduce the new Wonder Bra. Look at how well it supports my breast area. The new full-cup Wonder Bra can hold up to 99.9% of all boobs. Wow, it's just so comfortable. The new and improved Wonder Bra keeps your boobs twice as supported as the next leading brands. No boobs are too big. The new Wonder Bra. Bang! And the boobs are gone.
We should point out that other bras are available, in all fairness. I mean, you're not being sponsored by Wonder Bra.
Is the Wonder Bra still a thing?
Yes, it's a thing. You've just advertised a thing.
I thought it was like a 90s Madonna thing.
No, that's a conical cone bra.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, but the big controversy there is, of course, who's got the best impression of TV's Barry Scott? Is it Cornelius or is it Ben? Let's hear a little bit of Cornelius again, if we can. A little bit of Cornelius.
Hi, I'm Barry Scott.
That's enough of Cornelius. That's quite enough. And now a little bit of Ben again, just to see.
Hi, I'm Barry Scott, and I'm here to introduce...
Right, that's enough of Ben. So which of those do you think was the best Barry Scott? Never mind the advertising story. I think the real...
the real
crux
story.
Of this story is in which of those terrible impressions of Barry Scott was the best one. Let us know. Ben... Or con. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk.
Talk
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with con. Or Ben, I guess. Cost, by the way, the text, John. Yeah. I've been meaning to get this off my chest for the last hour.
Is this a Wonder Bra thing again?
No. It's 25 pence plus your standard network rate.
Well, the bras are very available. Just so you know. Right. Do you want to win £5,000?
No.
Not you. You're not eligible.
No one is. No one is eligible to win £5,000 on this show.
£5,000 up for grabs.
No, it's not.
If you can correctly identify today's mystery sound. It's the mystery sound quiz, of course. A semi-regular quiz where you can win £5,000.
No, you cannot.
£5,000 up for grabs.
No, you cannot win any money.
Before the end of the programme, if you can identify this fiendish sound. Now, you'll hear it, but what is it? Let us know, and you could get that money.
No, you cannot. There's no money.
Here it is. What's that? That's difficult, isn't it, that?
Yeah.
Let's hear it again. Yeah, what a tricky beast that is. Get your guesses coming in, because someone could win £5,000.
No, they can't, not on this show.
£5,000 up for grabs on the programme.
No, it's not. It's down for grabs, whatever that means.
A lot of guesses coming in. John, is it George Galloway being put in a fridge? Well, let's have a listen to that again. No, I don't think it is. No. Oh, no, that's from Mavis. Sorry, Mavis. You're not claiming your £5,000.
No one is, because there isn't any money to claim.
There's another one. I've got a few here, actually. Is it a... no, that's unbroadcastable. That's got swear word in it. Not sending that. That's unbroadcastable. That's about Victoria. That's... Cornelius, what guesses have you got? Have you got any broadcastable?
We'll try this one. Yeah. George says, is it the sound of your great auntie Sylvie sipping from her sippy cup?
No. Well, let's have a listen. I mean, it could be... Let's... No, it's not. John, is it the sound of the inflation rate falling? There's another good guess that's coming there. It's a tricky mystery sound quiz today, but £5,000 could be yours.
No, it couldn't.
4 o'clock, if you identify correctly today's mystery sound, which is this. John, it's too easy. It's the sound of someone preparing an avocado. That's coming from Sue. It's not Sue. You're not going to get your five.
Wrong.
You're not going to get your £5,000.
Because no one is, because there's no money.
£5,000.
No.
There. Is it the new trail for the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast Show? Because if it is, it's better than one where he sings a modern major general. Let's have a quick listen. It is better.
But it's not the right answer. That makes me want to listen to the Full Set Breakfast.
So I'm afraid, no, it isn't. It's also not...
Do not read that one.
Which one? The one from...
Yeah, don't even say their name.
The one from Tom.
Oh, God, these are all awful. No.
You meant the one above it, didn't you?
Yeah.
About.
No, don't even. Talk radio.
A former Conservative Deputy Prime Minister says Theresa May has no hope of uniting her cabinet behind her. The PM earlier told her top team show strength and unity, but Lord Heseltine says divisions could see Jeremy Corbyn get into Downing Street. A paramedic who had a noxious substance thrown in her face as she rushed to an emergency call has called her attackers cowards. The woman was alone when she was flagged down in North London on Sunday morning. The government says it wants to reduce the proportion of smokers in England from just over 15% to 12% by 2022. It also wants to cut the percentage of 15-year-olds who regularly smoke. New rules are being drawn up which could end depictions of women in adverts doing all the cleaning while men struggle to do basic housework. The Advertising Standards Authority says such stereotypes can be harmful and limit young people's aspirations. Brand expert Jamie Williams in the industry was biased in the past, but things are changing.
Ads have tended to be written by blokes, and the roles, lead roles in ads and talking roles have tended to be men. And women in ads, when you look, tend to be the sort of assistant roles. I mean, it's had a really significant impact.
And R. Kelly is denying claims he's been keeping a household of young women in an abusive cult-like atmosphere. BuzzFeed insists its article was based on 9 months of interviews, but the singer has vowed to clear his name. The weather, very warm this afternoon with thunderstorms arriving in the south, highs of 27 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you, Victoria. Cornelius had to...
press the dump button, didn't I?
The dump button is a delay button that that cancels out the last 7 seconds of the programme and is only pressed in an emergency where something unbroadcastable happens.
Because you were getting carried away, weren't you?
No!
I saw your gleeful little face at the prospect of being naughty and saying things you shouldn't.
I didn't name anybody.
I don't care.
I didn't name a soul.
Stop it. Just can we please move on?
Yeah, people were trying to guess the mystery sound, but it's not that.
No.
No, but we have rolled it over.
We don't know why you've mentioned that.
No one's got the correct answer yet to the mystery sound, so we have rolled it over the news, and now £10,000, a roller up for grabs.
No money is available.
If you guess the mystery sound, which is this sound, before the end of the programme, £10,000, get your guesses in.
No money is available. Please, could we just end this feature?
Victoria is back in an hour with today's bonus news.
That's right.
As well. And today, being the third Tuesday of the month... It's fungus news.
That's right.
I don't know why it falls on it, but anyway, it does. So
because we took a poll, didn't we? We're like,
no,
name a day, name a number,
yeah.
And bam.
Bam. Right. Anyway, bam, Victoria says, and that's that's why we bring you fungus news, because we normally do animal, vegetable or mineral news, but fungus is none of those things, it turns out. So today's
Have you got any fungus news yet?
Yes.
Would you like to give us a little hint?
Something to do with religion.
All right, get your finger over that dump button again. So, thank you, Victoria.
Yeah.
I think most people needed the dump button yesterday when we were playing Brown Noise.
Well, that's what I was wondering whether that noise might have been.
What, the mystery sound?
Yeah.
Someone guessed that, actually. Jeff guessed that.
It's too complicated to explain. Anyway, that was yesterday. There was a noise, apparently, you can play, which makes people...
Defecate
by listening to a certain sound.
I really was hoping we'd leave that with tomorrow's show and then we'd never talk about it again.
Tomorrow's show?
Yesterday's show.
Anyway, our boss said we weren't allowed to play the brown noise on national radio. So, anyway, Victoria, thank you.
Yeah.
In the next bit of the programme, work experience punditry. Zoe's in today to review new music for us on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
On Live at Drive, I will be joined, amongst others, by Wilco Johnson, legendary guitar hero from the band Dr. Feelgood, a man who cheated death. He'll be here to tell us about that and his astonishing career in rock and roll. Also be joined, as always, by Josh Cloudray with Cheerful Tuesdays and all the day's big breaking news stories in full.
Stop. Look. Listen to Sam Delaney.
Live at Drive today from 4 o'clock.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So the lines to guess today's mystery sound are open. If you'd like to suggest your guess, we will, of course, be running this throughout the afternoon. No one's got it right yet, so there's still everything to play for. When I say everything, I mean £10,000.
No, there's not. There's absolutely nothing to play for.
And a car.
No, stop!
And a car.
What car? And your car, is it? You're giving away your car?
And a holiday.
or holiday or any prize.
And £10,000 of spending money.
No. On top of the first, yeah. Which isn't true.
So it's a car, a holiday, and £20,000
up for grabs. It's not available. It's down for grabs.
If you enter today's mystery sound quiz, here's the noise again. Let us know what you think it is. Big prizes on offer.
No, there's no prizes on offer.
Let's talk about today's work experience punditry, shall we? Yes, we shall. Our work experiences aren't just left to waste away in the office, sitting there having to do the photocopying. Fill the kettle with fresh paper, that sort of thing. That's not what we make them do. We get them in here instead and give them real broadcasting experience by making them review stuff. It's work experience punditry. It's a leg up into the industry, isn't it, Zoe?
It isn't.
It's just you're only here because we don't have to pay you. That's it. You're doing music for us, though. Welcome back, Zoe. Love to
see you. Thank you. Nice to see you, too.
So, what are we going to... We can fit one in before the traffic and travel, I think. What are we going to start with?
Let's start with the new Lana Del Rey. Are you fans? Do you like her previous
Lana Del
stuff?
Rey, her of video games fame.
Yes. A while back. She had a year or so ago, and that was quite similar to the video games
Games is not one anyone remembers, isn't it?
That is her number one song, possibly. Yeah. She's done a new song with A$AP Rocky.
With what?
A$AP Rocky. He's a rapper as well.
Of course he is.
Yeah. And it's classic Lana Del Rey. I'm a fan. I like her, right? And she's got very unique sound. It's quite moody and sultry.
Samey?
Definitely.
Potentially. Please. I think three albums now.
Oh, did you?
I saw her live at a festival and I was just like...
Glastonbury?
Yeah. This is a very long set because it just sounded like she was playing the same song over and over again.
Playing video game. That one.
So, actually, I was starting to throw at you now because these new album and these songs aren't as similar as what she has done before. She's got some collabs going on. She's bringing in some rappers to do collaborations with. So, similar side from Lana Del Rey. Yeah, you can't lie. But she's added an extra dynamic into the mix.
What are we going to hear?
It's called Summer Bummer.
I got a feeling in my bones.
loose. Can't get you out of my veins. You can't escape my affection. Wrap you up in my daisy chains. Hip hop in the summer. Don't be a bummer, babe. Be my undercover lover, babe. High tops in the summer. Don't be a bummer, babe. Be my undercover lover, babe.
Well, that's Lana Del Rey there, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, and I'm not going to say anything. So, all right, I mean, yeah, but it sounded very her.
Do you not like the dreamy quality that she likes to, you know?
Well, maybe for one song.
I do like it. I'm quite into the ethereal kind of, wishy-washy,
it is
wavy.
Wishy-washy.
Kind of music.
Yeah, but it doesn't get going, does it?
It doesn't. No, that's true. Her songs don't really have a drop, as
I mean, what are they for?
Her songs?
Are they just background listeners? They like to watch paint dry? What are they?
I wouldn't... It's not even dinner party music, is it, really?
Not really,
you wouldn't want to stick that on. Well, you know, each
when
their
do
own.
You know, when do you listen to Lana? What are you doing, sorry, when you listen to Lana Del Rey?
I'm probably travelling somewhere. It's probably on the tube.
Right, eyes
so
closed.
So the sound on the tube. No, I can't shut my eyes on the tube. I'll fall asleep.
Right.
But you know, the sound of the tube kind of drowns it out a little bit.
Yeah.
So you've got that kind of half and half tube noise, half and half Lana Del Rey going on. So, yeah.
I mean, has she considered remixing her whole albums with tube noises?
No.
Because that would be an experience.
That would be a shout. That is such a good idea.
She's just announced a surprise show at London's Brixton Academy next Monday.
What? It's surprising because anyone wants to go.
There you go.
Great.
Head to her Twitter if you want to see things.
I don't. But, you know, I mean, I liked the video games one. I think that was fine. But that, to me, just does sound the same. I didn't hear any of the rapping.
No, not in that clip.
No. And so, but have you heard the whole thing? Is it?
I have.
Yeah.
It's different because it's got that kind of different person aspect into it.
But do all the songs sound... Coming back to that crux of the matter, do all the songs sound the same like that?
Yes.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. Yeah, they do. Yeah. They do, John.
Yeah.
They do.
There. Great. Right, thank you, Zoe. Stay with us, because I know you have more.
I do.
Which will be coming to after the traffic and travel. What are you talking about next?
I've got some Arcade Fire.
Oh, yeah.
Some Suzy Woo and Selena Gomez.
All on the way in Work Experience Punditry, Talk Radio, in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
I used to be a labourer. Yeah, I'd be on site by 7 every morning. Which meant getting up at the break of dawn instead of staying in bed, cuddling my wife Dawn. But now I drive with Uber and I start when I want.
Are you ever going to get up?
Or when Dawn wants me to.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber. Where to?
The trials begin. Families at war. Battles for the throne. Until you can take no more.
No more?
Okay, one more.
How about loads more? With a Now TV Entertainment Pass, you can stream every new episode of Game of Thrones Season 7. Plus, you'll also get a 14-day free trial. Just search Now TV Game of Thrones.
And let your trial begin.
Exactly. Want to watch at mine? I've got crisps.
Ooh.
18 plus, new customers only. Pass also renews at $7.99 a month, unless cancelled. MyCarMeter.com.
A new clutch? That's really gonna cost me.
Whatever your car needs, just type in a few details and approved local businesses will quote for your work. Then pick whichever's best for you. Just visit
mycarmeter.com. We all like to feel our money is safe. That's why I, an ordinary little piggy bank...
I'm becoming an armour-plated, rivet-reinforced, titanium-clad piggy bank.
And your money is just as safe too. Because should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, the Financial Services Compensation Scheme protects up to £85,000 of your money. Search FSCS Protected for more information.
We've got it at Selco.
Selco. It's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got massive stocks on a wide range of trade quality building products. In July, we've got new lower prices on Facro centre pivot roof windows, like a 550 by 780mm window for only £128 ex-VAT. To find more great trade prices and thousands of products in stock, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Are you watching? Are you watching? Are you watching every game? Are you watching every game? Are you watching? Are you watching? Are you watching every game?
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, around Buckinghamshire, reports of the A4 Bath Road in both directions blocked at the moment. It's due to an accident between Station Road and River Road at the moment in Taplow. You'll also find the M5 southbound. We've still got the main carriageway closed off at junction 27 due to an earlier overturned vehicle. And the M5 northbound, we've got one lane closed at junction 27 due to those problems there. In Shropshire, the A41 in both directions between Warrant Road and Hatton Road is also looking busy. I'm Poonam Verma.
Pump up your mobile, people. PlusNet have an amazing £6 plan now with loads of minutes. 1.5 gig of data, 2,000 minutes, 1,000 texts, £6 a month. That's more mobile than your hand can handle.
Pick from a range of new 4G SIM-only plans on flexible 30-day contracts, all backed up by PlusNet's brilliant customer service. Visit plus.net/mobile today. PlusNet, we'll do you proud.
Standard UK minutes and text prices may change. Rolling monthly contract offer ends 22nd of July. Terms apply. See plus.net/mobile.
There's a brand new mouth in the morning. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss.
Let's bacon roll.
Massive morning radio that's worth going to work for.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking
across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, just ahead of reviewing the new music, Zoe's here to do so for us. She's our work experience. We do need to bring you up to date on who is the Prime Minister. Now, politics moves fast. It's never moved faster, many political commentators would argue. So each day, as part of the service we provide, it's a public service broadcast, Ben from the pre-recorded sport is here live to keep us, as I say, up to date on who exactly, at time of broadcast, is the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland.
Theresa May.
That's brought you up to date. Thanks very much, Ben.
Hey, if there just are, doing my job.
Yeah, I know. And if there are any changes, you will, of course, come and let us know.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Ben. There, live from the pre-recorded sport. Zoe's with us. She's reviewing the music for us. She's our work experience, and she's already talked about Lana Del.
All right.
But now we are going where? Arcade Fire, is it?
Yes, let's move on.
Let's talk about
them.
Arcade Fire.
So, as soon as I heard this, yeah, I was like, okay, it's a little bit different to what I know from them. You know, it's a bit chimey, a bit high-pitched with the lyrics. You would listen to it. You know, you're going to understand what I mean, right? Mm-hmm. Actually, can we play it first?
Yeah, of course we can.
And then have a discussion.
Yeah, Arcade, what's it called?
Arcade Fire, it's called Electric Blue.
Arcade Fire have sort of swallowed Pinky and Perky, isn't it? A little high-pitched sort of, I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, so you can hear the chimey, like the... Yeah, I'm not even going to do that.
A bit falsetto, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit funny.
I think it's the female vocalist, isn't it?
But
it's normally the bloke who does the majority of singing.
But it's like properly up there.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Is this a new... It's like when Coldplay went a bit electronic. And so Arcade Fire have sort of...
Well, Arcade Fire always do something very different from album to album,
well,
really.
I don't know that that's true. They're quite samey as well.
I really don't think so. Like, the Reflector sounds nothing like stuff from the suburbs or anything.
Yeah, I suppose that's... But that is different again.
It is different. What I thought, I was like, I really like it at the beginning, but I was like, 4 minutes of this, I don't think I can do that. I don't think I can do a whole 4 minutes of that song.
It didn't do much for me, I have to say.
No.
I'm not an enormous Arcade Fire fan.
No, me neither.
I mean, I wouldn't bother. But the occasional, you know, that's what Arcade Fire.
It's the thing where they're a band who occasionally they come on and you go, oh, this is a great song.
Yeah. Mm.
But whenever I've seen them live, I've just gone, this gig is one, like, it should be one song long.
Yeah.
Any of the songs, because they're all quite good, but back to back, it just gets tiring.
Yeah.
Imagine them, like, in concert with Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, Lana Del Rey support.
It'd be like the ninth circle of hell. It's like, oh, Dante, walk down here. What have you got there? Oh, this is the circle of hell where the blasphemers have their heads stuck in rocks. And this is the circle of hell where the feet of the sinners are constantly burned. What's this one? It's Arcade Fire and Lana Del Rey, that is. I'm not going in there. Yeah, it's a bit like that.
Well, so that is their new song. That's what they've got to offer at the moment.
Right.
It kind of provides scenic images and, you know, otherworldly kind of transportation music, potentially for some. I feel like you're not feeling that.
Not really, no.
No.
Is this the first track of a new album?
I believe so.
Right, okay. Coldplay sort of went, you know, when Coldplay first went away from the kind of indie guitar thing a bit more into the last album and the album before that, a bit, you know, the teardroppy, waterfally one and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a sort of slight shift, and I think bands probably have to do that to move on.
Yeah, definitely.
But whether or not it gets them a new fan base and or takes the old one with them, I don't know.
Are you a old Coldplay or a new Coldplay?
Well, I like, actually, do you know what? I, again, there are certain Coldplay songs I think are excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just go, oh, God.
I can't do any of it. I refuse.
You like Radiohead, and that is tedious.
Yeah.
That is the dullest.
I feel like that's just rudeness onto another level.
Tedium, I've never heard before. I mean, really rubbish. Absolutely
anyway.
Dreadful. I don't even know why we get you in. Your taste in music is appalling, sorry.
Yeah, but try and meet a music reviewer who doesn't love radio.
There we go. It's in our blood.
Music snobs, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, what do you got next?
I've got Selena Gomez. So, for those of you who don't know who Selena Gomez is, she's an ex-Disney Channel star. So, you know, one of those kids that grows up on Disney Channel and then breaks into the real world, and now she's in the world of music.
Like Miley Cyrus.
Yes, exactly like that. Although she kind of started in the music kind of area.
Did she?
She did. She was a star in music on TV on Disney Channel. So, similar
roots.
She was
Hannah Montana.
Exactly.
That was it, which was, right. I think they toured her as Hannah Montana for a while.
Right, good.
Broken the mould now. And that's exactly what Selena Gomez has done. Her new song is called Fetish.
And this is it. I can't lie, you're up with sight.
got a fetish for my love. I'll push you out and you come right back. Don't see a point in blaming. If I were you, I'd tell me. You got a fetish for my love. I'll push you out and you come right back. Don't see a point in blaming. If I were you, I'd tell me.
I blame you cause it's all your fault. You're playing hard, don't turn me off. You echoing hard, but I know you saw. You my fetish, I'm so ready.
Well, I mean, it's fetish.
Well.
I mean, no.
No, that's. I think that's the general feeling in the room, is it? Just no.
It sounds like every Katy Perry song.
It just sounds like
it
just
does.
Pop
especially
music.
Dark Horse by Katy Perry. You know the one?
Yes.
That, goes, that one.
It does.
It sounds like the theme from Psycho.
I can't lie to you, though. I think she released a song called Bad Liar about a month or two ago, and that was actually, that's a guilty pleasure. That was a good song. For me, it was. But this is just not what... No.
It just sounds like every other like concert.
Every other
pop song
doesn't
I've ever
sound
heard ever.
Similar to the Lana Del Rey one as well, because she's got Gucci Mane featuring on this track as well.
I feel like... What?
Gucci Mane, he's another rapper.
Gucci Mane?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what the Dark Horse has?
No.
It's very confusing.
So it's kind of similar to the roads that Lana Del Rey is going down currently, I feel. Are they in the
is
same...
Is that Summer Bummer?
Yes. Right. Yes. That one indeed.
Okay. Anything else to finish?
I do. I have Susie Wu, Teenage Witch, to finish.
Susie Wu. She's called Susie Wu.
She is.
Like the noise a ghost makes. And she... And she's written a song about a witch.
She has.
It's
she's
not
only
even
19
Halloween.
As well.
Is she?
This will be Cass's favourite song.
This will
song.
Be. Our assistant producer, Cass, who is a practising witch, is going to love this.
Yesterday, I developed a terrible smoker's cough. I don't think I'll ever sing the same again. She's telling lies that make you think fast. You haven't eaten, say when do you have a drink last? She's not your kind, she's not your kin. She'd rather die than move an inch. But I'm too scared to live, too scared to live, too stoned to die.
I quite like that.
Do you actually?
Yeah, I do actually like it. It's a little bit different.
Way.
It's different, isn't it?
It is a little
it
bit
is.
Different. But you know how they've made Doctor Who a lady?
Yes.
And now any woman feels like, or any young girl feels like they can one day become Doctor Who.
Yes.
This is great, this artist, because it means that apparently anyone can just release a single now.
Yeah. Like,
no matter how little you can sing.
Yeah.
It's great.
And also she could be
all those kids.
She could be Dr. Woo. Could she? So that's inspirational. I like she's got the noise.
Terrible singing on that.
She's got a noise of a ghost in her name.
She does.
She's written about a witch.
Yes.
I quite liked it. I thought he was different enough to, you know, I liked the lyrics.
I'm so glad you liked it.
I did.
Well, it's been compared to the female version of Jamie T.
I find that so offensive.
Yeah.
Jamie T is one of my favourite artists.
Him.
And that is nowhere near it. Is she rapping or singing? It's not like Jamie T who goes from
she
rapping
sings
to
more,
singing.
Doesn't she?
She's just bang in the middle of the two. It's like she can't decide whether... She's basically talking and singing at the same time. I reckon at the end of each line, she decides to sing. Can we play it again?
A little bit.
So she's rapping, and then she's like, in each line, halfway through, she goes, oh, crap, I should be singing this. Go on. Oh, hang on a second.
I've got to sort out the technicalities. Yeah, Susie Wu.
Rewind the tape.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I developed a terrible smoker's cough.
Smoker's cough.
I don't think I'll ever sing the same again. She's telling lies that make you...
I see what you mean, actually. Yeah, you're right, she does. Yeah, you're right, she can't decide.
Oh, crap, I keep forgetting to sing. Yeah. I'm just reading
And
this.
Now the song's finished. Oh.
Well, the track is about her quitting sixth form and trying to navigate life from there on. So, the struggles of Susie Wu.
She should have stuck it with sixth form. Susie. Also, isn't it a legal requirement to go to sixth form?
I believe it is
now,
so she must have written this a while ago.
Susie Wu! There, and the song about a witch.
Yes.
Hi, Cass. Right, so, in the next... But thank you, Zoe, for coming in. You redeemed yourself at the end there.
Thanks.
So, you can come back next week. Zoe there, work experience, reviewing the music for us. Now, in the next bit of the programme, the big debate, of course, is 3 o'clock, so the big debate will be after three. There will be us helping a Kickstarter by giving a Kickstarter project a bit of a kick up the arse by inviting its protagonists onto the radio to promote it. And we will be having this week's game of Snowflake Buckaroo. And don't forget, you can win £5,000.
No, you cannot.
Plus another £5,000.
No.
Plus another £10,000.
Stop adding.
And a holiday and a car.
There's absolutely nothing to win.
In our mystery sound competition. The lines are still open for that. All on the way. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes. News is next.
Talk Radio. Intelligent. Organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Once upon a time, there was a magical place where you could hear tall tales of beastly boys, ghastly girls, and really awful adults. Story Hour with David Walliams on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. Every Sunday afternoon from 3, join Britain's best-selling storyteller as he reads from a selection of his brilliant children's books.
Goodbye, ranky-danky rhubarb! Good riddance!
Story Hour with David Walliams on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books.
Undo the ties, unleash your ambitions, untame your adventure, and make new decisions. Unmap your life with the award-winning Jeep Renegade. With legendary Jeep capability, 5-star safety rating, and touchscreen technology. And save an extra £2,250 in addition to existing offers only when you test drive in July. Unmap, unwind, and be Renegade. Visit jeep.co.uk to claim your £2,250 test drive voucher.
Orders by 31st of July. Retail customers only. Participating dealers only. Savings against list price. T's and C's apply. Visit jeep.co.uk.
Our trade tiling clearance is now on. Albiro Grey Wood Effects Porcelain Wall and Floor Tile was £15.83, now just £8 per square metre. Excludes VAT at 20%.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Clive, Winston Wolf, whale music? You must be one stressed out private landlord.
Yes, I am!
Your tenants are struggling financially and can't pay their rent. But you're with Direct Line. They'll repay any unpaid rent until your tenants are out. So drop the stress ball. It'll all be over soon. Ah, that's better.
Claim back unpaid rent after 1 month's arrears with rent guarantee. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Cover purchase as part of legal expenses add-on. Qualifying criteria apply. Restricted claims for existing tenants in the first 90 days when product first purchased.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At just after three, I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. Victoria's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the PM's warning. R. Kelly denies holding women in cult and the new tenor.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May has told her top team to show strength and unity. She's ordered the Cabinet to keep the conversations private after a series of leaks were made to newspapers. Former Deputy Prime Minister Lord Heseltine thinks her warning will have little effect.
It is going to get worse. There is an irreconcilable division within the Cabinet, within the party and within the country. And there is nothing you can do but face up to that.
Doctors caring for terminally ill baby Charlie Gard have met two international experts to discuss his condition. Charlie's mother was also there as the family continues a legal battle to take him abroad for experimental therapy. Falling fuel and computer game prices have caused a surprise drop in inflation. Official figures show the rise in the cost of living fell from 2.9 to 2.6% last month. Ambulance crews have been giving safety advice after an attack on a paramedic in North London. A 32-year-old was answering a 999 call call alone when she was flagged down by three men in the early hours of Sunday. A noxious liquid was then thrown into her face by one of them. Peter Rose from the London Ambulance Service says it was terrifying.
She came into work at the start of her shift on Saturday nights to make a difference to the people of London, and this awful thing happened to her. She wants for this not to happen again to anybody else at all.
R. Kelly has denied a report claiming he's holding a group of young women captive in a cult atmosphere. A lawyer for the R&B singer says he's alarmed and disturbed by the allegations. And the Bank of England's first plastic £10 note has been unveiled on the 200th anniversary of Jane Austen's death. It features the novelist and is being shown at Winchester Cathedral, where she's buried. The polymer note is the first one with a tactile feature to help blind and partially sighted people. It's going to be out in September.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria. Now, Victoria is back with us in half an hour, bringing with us today edition of Bonus News. Today's bonus news, however, is not what you are used to. It is not animal. It is not vegetable. It is not mineral, because it turns out there's a fourth thing that none of the other three things cover. To wit, fungus.
So fungus news.
Yes. So today, that's what you're going to get at 3:30. The first ever, the premiere, the debut, if you like, of Victoria's fungus news.
Fungus news.
To be clear, it's not news just of Victoria's having any kind of fungus.
I don't have fungus.
No.
Fungus news.
That's not what it is. It's more broad than that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you like to tease us?
With science.
Fungus news.
My good. Is going to be around about 3:30. Thank you, Victoria.
Yeah.
It's Ben. Oh, you done the weather?
No, what? I sure haven't.
Weather news.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Weather.
So very warm, and thunderstorms arriving in the south later. Highs of 27 degrees.
Always end on a high. Oh, you did. Now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade go.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Hull and Scotland fullback Andrew Robertson is understood to be on his way to Liverpool in a reported £8 million deal. He'll become the third signing at Anfield this summer, joining Mo Salah and England under-21 international Dominic Solanke. Tottenham defender Kieran Trippier has agreed a new five-year contract, keeping him at the club until 2022. The England international ended last season as the club's first-choice right-back, having ousted Kyle Walker from the starting 11. Walker's since been sold to Manchester City in a deal worth around £50 million. Joe Hart to West Ham should confirm the first of three signings at the London Stadium today. Talk Sport understands the Hammers are confident of signing Bayer Leverkusen's former Man United striker, Javier Hernandez. And it's widely reported that Marco Arnautovic is set to sign for a club record fee in the next 48 hours. Finally, cricket. England have been set a victory target of 219 in their Women's World Cup semi-final with South Africa after losing the toss and bowling first. South Africa posted 218 for 6 in their 50 overs. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Thank you, Ben. You can't hear me. Pre-recorded. Don't know why I'm thanking him. It's irrelevant. But anyway, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes, and the big debate is on the way next.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's time for the big debate. So, as we've been hearing, the Bank of England have revealed the new design for the latest £10 note. We mentioned this earlier. It features Jane Austen, and it's launching on the 200th anniversary of her death. Many people today saying how progressive it is at last to see Jane Austen being played by a woman for the first time. Jane Austen, of course, began back in 1775. She's been played by Charles Dickens, Edgar Allan Poe, Walt Whitman, and Herman Melville, among others. Some say that, well, we've turned a progressive corner, but there's been a backlash on social media over it. Twitter user @idiot has said this: Jane Austen is a man, end of. This is political correctness gone mad. I shall no longer read his novels. @usualstuff says, stupid idea to reimagine Jane Austen as a woman. I'm going to burn my copy of Northanger Abbey. While @catnip to lazy journalists on Twitter writes, a woman playing Jane Austen on the new £10 note, what a joke. Next they'll be saying that the author George Eliot was a woman as well. Now on the line is Talk Radio listener Jeff. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Good afternoon, John. How are you? Oh,
very well, thank you for calling, Jeff. Good. Now, you heard me say the word corner there, turning a corner. And you've called in because you are part of this new, I guess politically correct, anti-corner lobby. And you're saying, and I've got your slogan pamphlet here, straighten out corners.
Straighten out corners, yes, that's exactly what our motto is. I'm glad you got that paraphernalia.
I have.
Good. I don't like them. What's the point? They're like, point, well, the point is, they're pointy, aren't they? And I don't like that. You know, and as I was growing up, I was always told to stand in the corner.
Yeah, cool.
You know, I was like a modern day Jack, well, not modern day, because it was old times, slightly moderner time version of Little Jack Horner.
Yes.
I didn't have a pie.
Well, Little Jack Horner, let's be clear on this, Little Jack Horner historically sat in a corner eating his pudding and pie, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
And from there, childhood obesity.
Yeah, and I couldn't, you know, because I didn't have it, I couldn't put in a thumb or pull out a plum.
Pull out a plum. You know,
people watching me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so you're suggesting then that there's a direct correlation between corners and childhood obesity because of Little Jack.
And sex offences, yes.
Right. Well, let's bring in on the other line is Nigel and Pat from Pinkston in Devon. Nigel and Pat Feathers. Good afternoon, Nigel or Pat.
Hello. Yeah, I speak for both of us. Nigel and Pat.
Okay.
We're calling from Pinkston in Devon.
Jolly good. And how's lovely Pinkston today?
It's lovely. We're at Outlet View Holiday Park in our caravan.
Yeah, listening to Talk Radio. Very good.
Yeah. We always have it on while we're making a brew in our Liability 5400.
Very good.
That we can agree on. I always have it on as well.
Right.
Are you a caravaner as well?
I've done it in the past. Yes, I've done it in the past.
Have you?
Missing that.
Yeah.
You're not phoned up for a chat. You phoned up for a row. Now,
it was a two-bertha. It was lovely.
Two-bertha. You see, I can't get on with those. We got grandchildren now.
Yeah.
Of course.
We've got two bunks, and sometimes Pat uses them if she's entertaining. So.
Oh.
No, bringing it back to the point of the debate.
She's made friends with the fitness instructor in the caravan next door, and he's given her a couple of free sessions. And can you keep it down? He's just stretching her.
Right. Well, is there, I mean, nobody puts baby or Pat in the corner, Nigel, would you say?
Pat and I would say that. Yeah, I mean, you would think, wouldn't you, John, that the last thing a caravan would want is corners.
Hmm.
I'm actually a big fan. Now, John, you can't say Eskimos, all right? You've got to say Inuit.
Yep.
Eskimo means eater of raw meat, and I'm not impartial to the occasional steak tartare. Regardless, I wish them well. What with the forthcoming Envirogeddon, everyone keeps promising, but still hasn't shown up. Look, John, whilst Pat and I have got great respect for the Inuit, we have no wish to live like them, John, in houses with nary a corner.
Yeah. So you're saying, I mean, you're calling for more corners then? Nigel, you'll disturb Pat.
Pat? She's quite disturbed.
Right.
I'm not saying let's go stark staring mad. Let's not swing the other way. Let's not all live in pyramids, but let's put corners where they belong.
Right.
In the corner.
Okay, so you're saying a corner should perhaps have another corner in it. Well, Jeff, let's bring you in again there because
too much confidence.
Wait a minute, Nigel. You've had your say. You've had your say.
Caravan.
Jeff, would you be happy, as Nigel suggests there, and he's speaking for Pat as well, from Pinkston in Devon. He's in a caravan. Would you happily put a corner in another corner, thus reducing the number of corners to one area, one corner area?
Yeah, as long as I don't have to look at it. If it's under like a shroud or something, I suppose that could be done.
Yeah.
I still don't have to handle it. So I'm not happy about that.
Right. Well, look, OK, I mean, let's look at the progressive angle of this, all right? They've put it, there's a corner on the back of the new £10 note, as you've been hearing today. That's progressive, isn't it? That's bringing corners up to date, isn't it, Nigel? Don't you think?
Well, we should celebrate them. They're a big part of our lives. I mean, what would fruit, John, be without, you know, would it be fruit mucky dollops?
Yeah.
Polluting my nice pristine virginal yogurt?
Well, I don't. Well, what a minute. You don't have to just put fruit in a corner, do you? You could have a fruit angle.
No. Who's ever heard of a fruit angle, John? Neither I nor Pat.
Right.
I've heard of a fruit angle.
I bet Pat's heard of
virginal yogurt, but it doesn't mean I don't want to eat it.
What do you make of the difference between a bend and a corner, Jeff? Are you happy with a bend? When does a bend become a corner?
Well, as long as, if it's got a right angle, I'm not happy. I'm not happy at all. But if it like leans
anything
into it,
up to 90,
is that it? Hang on, Nigel. Let Jeff have his say. Come on, come on. Sorry.
Oh, anything up to 90, yes, what it says.
Up to 90. Nigel, when it goes past 90, Nigel, when it goes past 90.
I just want to ask Jeff if he does much continental touring and what in his two Bertha.
If I do what, sorry?
Do you do much continental touring in the two Bertha?
Oh, no, I don't do anything anymore in terms of that. It burned down. Oh. It was a sad affair.
Right. Which is what Pat's having with that instructor. So
gas problem, you know.
But
he sounds like he's turned a corner.
A barrel of corners is now £150, right? Do you think that's too expensive, Jeff?
Yes. I wouldn't pay £2.50 for it.
Right. Okay. So
£2.50.
£2.50. I did to be clear. Yeah. But Nigel, you presumably think that's the demand for corners is what sets the price with the retail price index.
Well, it's what proves how successful and popular they are, John. If people didn't want corners, they wouldn't be paying silly money like that.
Yeah.
And we use vegetable oil instead of corners, so we've had the car adapted.
If you broke up the corners though and put them into straights, right, if you laid out all the corners that there are, right, and I mean I'm talking the corner of a bit of paper, the corner of a room, George Michael's song A Different Corner, if you laid all of that out, you end to end, you would be psychiatrically assessed. That's a fact.
Well, yeah, that is true, actually. That is very, very true.
So, why would you...
Yeah.
I mean, Pat went off the rails a couple of years ago. Now, in those days, we were in a Fidgeter 300, and that had to go.
Yeah. How big is the Fidgeter 300 for people interested in caravans?
Well, it's a three-berth.
It's a three-berth.
Not really. It's got the rear dinette.
Yeah.
Do you like to dine in the rear, John?
I have done it.
Would you do it again?
Well, I think I'd give it a go. Yeah. I don't know, somehow the taste's different. But it depends on where you position the caravan, because you know, if you go to the seaside, you've got the sea air, haven't you? And then if you're in a forest, it tastes different again. So it's an interesting
Pat, honestly, she's across the campsite like a grand. If she sees someone where she thinks there's a chance of having some rear dining, she's away, and I don't see her for the rest of the weekend.
Yeah. Do you have, do you have one of those tables that converts into a bed?
Whip. A bed, yeah.
Yeah,
we've got one of them. You're constantly rearranging things, aren't you, in caravans?
Yeah.
Limbs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bonds.
Yeah.
How many corners have you got in your caravan, just out of interest?
Just a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Is he counting the awning as well?
Yeah, you got to go. Yeah, you got. Don't forget the awning.
I'll get that in there.
No, I lost count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Sorry.
Hang on. Pat! How many corners? Jesus, Pat.
You're right there, Nigel.
Yeah, she's pressed something up against the window. And I don't know what it is.
Right.
An aubergine or something. Carry on.
All right. Well, then we're going to have to leave the...
I'm going to have to send you that information.
That's for you. Do you email it? That's absolutely...
Can I?
Absolutely fine. I wouldn't want to interrupt her dining on an aubergine in the rearette. Right. Yeah. Thank you very much. Look, that's all we've got time for, really. Could you sum up the debate for me in one word, Jeff?
I'm going to go with The Cause. They did that album, didn't they?
Nigel?
Women.
Thank you. And there we are. There's Nigel and Pat Feathers in their caravan in Pinkstone in Devon on holiday, listening to Talk Radio. And there's Jeff. Very much against the notion of corners. But do we need corners? I mean, you look round now, you can probably see one. Just have a quick look, wherever you are, have a look round. There's one there, look. And there. So there's a lot of them, but do we need them? Why do we need that many? Can't we just have one each? You know, why can't, if you want a corner, why can't you just order one? Someone from, like, Deliveroo bring you a corner to your house, if you want one. Right? Why do you just need this? It's too many of them. That's what a lot of people think. We live in post-Brexit Britain now. We've got mixer taps and moths. Why do we need corners? Get involved. Here's the number. That's the debate. 87222.
Start your message with the word.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Skeletor got £35 off his budget car insurance at Money Supermarket, and now he feels like the whole world is queuing for his autograph. Like his life's a standing ovation that'll never end. Like he could light up the sky with a flame. Get £35 off budget car insurance. Another epic deal exclusively from Money Supermarket. Offer ends August 8. New policies only when purchasing budget car insurance through Money Supermarket before August 8, 2017. Geographical exclusions apply. See Money Supermarket for full T's and C's.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Gary's not in the office. Gary's in Marbella, applying after sun to his shoulders at the poolside bar. He's having a lovely time, but he's also missing out on business. With eReceptionist, Gary could have had all his calls professionally answered and diverted to other numbers or to colleagues, so he never misses out on business. But instead, he's getting burned on two fronts. Go to ereceptionist.co.uk to find out more and to sign up for your free 30-day trial. Free trial must be cancelled within 30 days to avoid charges.
I used to work in a call centre. Every weekend, instead of being with my man, lost in conversation, I was with customers who'd lost their internet connection. But now I drive with Uber, so I only work weekends when I feel like it.
Oh, the football's on this weekend.
Like this weekend.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber, where to?
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Lancashire, in Gisburn, the A59 Main Street is closed in both directions. Some very slow traffic there due to a serious accident, a lorry and a van involved. That's between A682 and Yarlside Lane. Elsewhere in Devon, some very slow traffic and the main carriageway is closed. That is due to a fuel spillage and an earlier overturned vehicle. It is on the M5 southbound at junction 27. And elsewhere in Devon on the northbound side, we have one lane closed due to emergency repairs on the M5. That is again around junction 27. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Skeletor got £35 off his budget car insurance at Money Supermarket, and now he feels like the whole world is queuing for his autograph. Like his life's a standing ovation that'll never end. Like he could light up the sky with a flame. Get £35 off budget car insurance. Another epic deal exclusively from Money Supermarket. Offer ends August 8. New policies only when purchasing budget car insurance through Money Supermarket before August 8, 2017. Geographical exclusions apply. See Money Supermarket for full T's and C's.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So a lot of reactions coming in to today's big debate, of course. Do we need corners? We were talking to Nigel Feathers from Pinkstone in Devon. He's on holiday with his wife, Pat, who couldn't come to the phone. She's in the room with the bunk beds with the fitness instructor from the caravan next door. Jeff was against the idea of corners. Are corners acceptable in real terms? As I say, we've got lots of them. Karen's in Hampshire. Hi, John. I live in a caravan as well. It's got 16 corners overall. Just counted them. The caravan's 20 foot long. We need corners to break things up. Otherwise, the caravan will be too long. Besides, if we didn't have corners, where would we send wrestlers? That's from Karen. Thank you very much. Cornelius, you got some reactions?
Yes, Chris Williams has said that Nigel and Pat there made all caravanners very proud. He says, rear dining is a real treat, isn't it? This is coming from Advert, who says, I used to work in a corner centre, but now I work for Uber. John, this is from Mark Redshaw. If you ban corners, who is going to oversee inquests after suspicious deaths?
Thank you very much indeed for that. If you've got a reaction, well, you know the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Do we need corners in post-Brexit Britain when we have mixer taps and moths? Now, earlier on, of course, we talked gender. The Advertising Standards Authority are the body which are going to change the adverts you are subjected to, because at the moment they would complain that some of them have gender stereotypes. They are going to take that out of advertising. Now, we spoke earlier to Natalie Collins. She's she was a gender justice specialist, and she had quite a lot to say on the subject, not least, of course, the Advertising Standards body isn't beach body ready, because that would be offensive. So the actual Advertising Standards body is allowed to have what kind of body it likes.
Big fat one if it wants.
Yeah, but we aren't going to fat shame the body of the Advertising Standards body. That would be incorrect to do. But it led on to gender adverts, of course, and we tried to do our bit to help. Barry Scott, you know, from the Silly Bang adverts, is probably going to have to change his product. This is what we heard earlier.
Hi, I'm Barry Scott, and I'm here to introduce the new Wonder Bra. Look at how well it supports my breasts. The new full-cup Wonder Bra can hold up to 9.9% of all boobs. Wow, it's just so comfortable. The new and improved Wonder Bra keeps your boobs twice as supported as the next leading brands. No boobs are too big. The new Wonder Bra. Bang, and the boobs are gone.
They're not gone, they're just beneath the bra. But I must point out, for legal reasons, that other bras are available. It's just that Barry chose to shout that. But the thing is, though, that's the point, it wasn't Barry. Right?
No, was it not?
No, Cornelius.
It sounded just like him.
That's the thing. No, it didn't. Which is why Ben from the pre-recorded sport had a go at it as well.
Hi, I'm Barry Scott, and I'm here to introduce the new Wonder Bra. Look at how well it supports my breast area. The new full-cup Wonder Bra can hold up to 99.9% of all boobs. Wow, it's just so comfortable. The new and improved Wonder Bra keeps your boobs twice as supported as the next leading brands. No boobs are too big. The new Wonder Bra. Bang, and the boobs are gone.
Sexist advertising is going to end. So what you're going to get is that. That's an example of what the Advertising Standards Authority is saying we're going to be seeing. It's going to be men seamlessly advertising women's products. Perfectly acceptable, that is. Not the voice, obviously. That was just an artist's impression. We mocked it up. It wasn't really Barry Scott. That's the thing. It was just a suggestion of what the advertising Standards Authority are going to be doing. But we asked you who had the best Barry Scott impression out of those two voices. Was it Cornelius first or Ben second? And the overwhelming votes is that you're both crap.
Yeah, it is. So, Shuffle said Con marginally the less poor.
Yeah.
Alex said, did you know that Barry Scott is a fictional character played by the actor Neil Burgess? So he'd say that his impression is the best.
That's possibly right. Anyway, other bras are available, as are other voiceovers. Now, the small question of money. If you were listening to the show around an hour ago, we set up today's mystery quiz. It's a sound quiz today. And at around this time an hour ago, you could have won £5,000.
No, you couldn't.
Just by identifying this mystery... sound. So what was it? That's the question. Nobody has got it right so far. It is difficult, and there are a lot of guesses coming in. So, but as no one guessed it before the news last time, we rolled it over. So that prize is now worth £10,000.
No, it's not.
Just
There's
for
no
guessing
prize
what
for this
noise is. And then we rolled it over again. So
no, he didn't.
Up for grabs
there's
now.
If you can roll over.
Guess that before 4 o'clock, you get a holiday.
No.
Of your dreams.
He's lying. No prize.
Your mortgage paid off for the rest of your life.
No prize.
A car.
No prize.
A second car.
No prize.
Another car there's stuffed
no
with cash.
No, no, there's not. There's
a
no
horse.
Prize. There is no prize. Who wants a horse?
I don't know. Anyway, all of that's to give away. That's around £30,000. Two cars,
no,
a holiday, your mortgage paid off.
He is lying to
and
you.
And a horse.
No.
If only you could identify today's...
There's no horse.
...mystery sound, which is this. What is it? A lot of guests is coming in. John, is it the sound of Prince George refusing to get off the plane in Poland because he hates Polish people? No. That wasn't it? That's not the sound.
That's not even a thing.
That's not the sound. Is it the sound of Theresa May clinging on to power? Well, let's have a quick listen to that. I can see why you thought that, but it's not that. Cornelius, you've got some coming.
Yeah, this is from Gary. He says, hi, John. Is it a tramp shouting at the bins next to Who News and Booze in Kent?
No, it isn't that, no.
Claire asks, is it a reckless man running to get an ice cream van for a 99 and getting caught in his own zip?
Thank you, Claire, thank you. Steve says, John, is it the sound of Alvin Stardust running along and getting hit by a bicycle? Let's have another listen to that. I mean, I'll be honest, we don't know the answer. So, you know, this is going to get rolled over again, I realise. Hedy says, is it the sound of the actor William Shatner throwing spoons at Nigel Mansell on a Sunday? The end of it sounded a bit like it was. Little bit, didn't it?
The end, but it is that. It's in that area.
Been told that's not the answer. Now we're going to go into the next half an hour of the programme. There will be a game of Snowflake Buckaroo coming up. I'll explain what that is after the break. Also, Victoria's bonus news on the way. But as no one's got this right so far, we're going to have to roll it over. So now the prize has gone up.
There's no prize.
It's £10,000.
No, it's not.
Another £10,000.
No.
A holiday of your dreams.
You're lying.
Your mortgage paid off.
You're lying.
A car.
This is a lie.
Another car.
There is no prize.
Filled with money.
No.
A horse.
This lie.
And a spoon.
A spoon.
A spoon, yeah.
No, it's a lie.
And a book token.
No, a book token.
Yes.
And have you run out of ideas for fake prizes?
These are prizes. I'm just getting
No, these
word.
Aren't real prizes.
Now, a lifetime's supply of bras.
No. There's no prizes to this.
Food for the horse. Lest it starve.
For how long?
Lest it starve. More
There's
bras
no
full
price.
Of cash. And
this
a night
a lie.
And a night out with Victoria.
That is a lie.
All of which is up for
not happening.
Up for grabs. That's the only bit that's not happening. The rest of it.
No, there are absolutely no prizes.
For simply guessing the mystery sound today on the programme. So then, all that's on the way. During the next half an hour program. Victoria, though, has the news right now at 3:30 on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
A report is warning that not one young offenders institution inspected in England and Wales is safe. The Chief Inspector of Prison says inmates are trapped in a vicious cycle which could end in tragedy. Peter Clark claims adult jails are also in crisis with staffing levels too low to maintain order. Sky's Mike McCarthy is at Nottingham Jail and says the Prison Officers Association agrees.
They say quite simply it's mainly at least a matter of staffing levels, and until those staffing levels are brought back up, then the situation that they face at the moment will continue.
The Ministry of Justice says it's forming a new unit to track the implementation of the report's recommendations. Theresa May has told her top team that the government can only make good decisions if open debate stays private. Following a series of leaks to newspapers, the Prime Minister has ordered the Cabinet to show strength and unity. A study into life expectancy shows the rate of increase is slowing down, and in recent years it's nearly halved. The report recommends urgent investigation into why increases have levelled off. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge have described their visit to a Nazi concentration camp as shattering. Prince William and Kate heard firsthand about the horrors of Stutthof camp from survivors who were at the site, which is now run as a museum. And Ed Sheeran's Twitter account has been deleted following criticism of his Game of Thrones appearance. The singer had previously limited his activity on the site, claiming he couldn't cope with the online hate directed at him. The weather, thundery showers pushing north across England and Wales, lows at 13 degrees. Tomorrow, those heavy showers will continue to move north. Some bright spells across England and Wales as well. Feeling very warm again with highs of 27. There's more in just under half an hour.
There's more now.
There is.
Because it is time for today's bonus news. Now, regular listeners will know we bring you bonus news at 3:30 each day. Simply because Victoria's bulletins are shorter than they used to be. She has to make the time up. She gets paid the same. Ordinarily, animal news, vegetable news and mineral news on consecutive days. But we discovered a while back that there is a fourth category not covered by those three. To wit, fungus news.
If there's not mushroom in the actual news, fungus news. Get it? I don't get it.
So this is the inaugural fungus news.
Premiered.
Yep, a moment in history, I think you'll agree.
Yeah. So, somebody open the awards folder.
Well, to mark the occasion of starting off with a banger, religious leaders are getting high on an ingredient found in magic mushrooms in the name of science. So John Hopkins University in Baltimore has enlisted priests, rabbis and a Buddhist to test the effects of psychedelic drugs on religious experience. So the results of the study won't be out for another year, but it's aiming to assess whether transcendental experience makes the leaders more effective and confident in their work and how it actually alters their religious thinking.
That's absolutely right as well. And you can't have a dental experience nowadays that's male or female. You also have to have a transcendental experience. That's absolutely true.
Yes, John.
Dentists can identify however they like.
They can. Mm. And actually, dentist is a gender-neutral... Is gender-neutral.
Gender-neutral word.
So, there you go. Anyway, moving on. A type of fungus is threat...
Hang on, I want to back up.
Yeah, that is the weirdest story we've ever had.
So...
Now you realise...
Religious types are... blagging their way to taking drugs, going, oh, like it's like all transcendental and stuff. We need another year. Is that right?
Well, I don't think they're smoking it, John.
But whatever they're doing with it.
So it's actually a university has enlisted the various faith
leaders. John Hopkins
leaders.
In Baltimore, yes.
Yes, you listen, well done. Yeah. And they're giving them psilocybin, which is found in magic mushrooms.
Right.
But it sounds like an elaborate setup to a joke.
A rabbi.
Priest, a rabbi.
Yeah.
And a Buddhist are all high on magic mushrooms. One says to the other.
Imams wouldn't take part and neither would a Hindu leader.
Right.
But yeah,
Well, the others went for it.
Apparently so.
But what are they trying to find out? Whether or not an altered state through drugs is the same as what? The religious experience?
No, whether it affects the religious experience, whether it improves it, maybe.
What religious? I don't understand. What religious experience?
Their religious experience.
Of what?
Well, they're religious leaders.
Of doing mass and eating Jesus and stuff.
Yeah, but... I don't know what it's...
Why is this so confusing?
I don't know what it's supposed to do. I mean...
The music's running out now because of your analysis.
Fungus news.
The music's run out.
Yeah.
Shall I...
Yes!
So I don't understand.
Well, I don't want to keep talking to you about this.
What it's going to do?
They're going to get high.
And then just go about their daily business.
And see whether it alters their state of mind.
Well, why pick on religious people? Why not give it to everyone else?
Well, first of all, that would be more expensive and a much larger scale study. But also, they're looking at the effect on...
On religious people.
Yeah.
That's the experiment.
Yeah. Let's move on.
All right.
Because you're not going to get it, no matter how many times we say it over
Fine.
And over and over.
Fine.
Anyway,
Fine.
A new type Fine. Of... a type of fungus, not a new type, a type of fungus, is threatening the global frog population. So a deadly
the
pathogen...
Frogulation.
Yep. A deadly pathogen called chytrid fungus can cause chytridiomycosis, which is a fatal skin nasty. Infection. Yeah. And it can knock...
Nothing worse when your skin nogs up, doesn't it?
It can knock out a frogulation just a few weeks after the infection.
I once knocked out a frogulation.
John.
What?
You've already detailed this in great length in your book. We don't need to hear about it again.
Available on Amazon.
What have you done?
A portrait of an idiot as a young man. Available on Amazon. 5 stars.
I don't know who gave it 5 stars.
John did.
So, okay. Frog fungus. That should get the frog in with the...
This has caused mass extinctions in parts of the US, Spain and Panama.
Yeah, but do we need frogs? No. Yeah.
Some of them are pretty.
Well, let's find out tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
What are you going to do?
Nothing.
Are you going to harm some frogs?
No, I'm not going to harm a frog.
You really don't listen to this show.
Was that the big debate?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, all right, so why do they put the frogs in with the rabbi and the priest and the...
No, because that might be damaging.
All right.
It might give them skin infection.
You can have hallucinogens from licking a frog, can't you?
So you're suggesting you should get a rabbi to lick a frog?
Well, maybe a rabbit to lick a frog. That would be more interesting.
Why?
Have you ever seen a high rabbit?
I'm not aware that I have.
There you go. Don't know what point I'm making, but there you go.
No.
Is there another one?
Yeah.
Oh, the music's running out.
I know.
Oh, right, quickly, start it before it does.
You're piping up.
Quickly.
A new type of vegan leather has
fungus
been...
Fungus news.
Stopped. Shall I?
Yes. Okay. Developed using mushrooms. So mushroom leather, called muskin, is made from spores extracted from the upper button or hat of the Phalaenus ellipsoides mushroom. Apparently it's durable.
Sorry, I just zoned out for 2 seconds. Can you repeat the last sentence?
Apparently it's durable and ethical.
No, sorry, the sentence before that. Just zoned out for 2 seconds. You know when that happens?
Yes.
I know. Obviously, we need to know this. So.
Okay, so it's a mushroom leather called muskin.
Yeah.
And it's made from spores extracted from the upper button. Or hat.
I mean, I don't think I'd like spores extracted from my upper button.
Of the Phalaenus ellipsoides mushroom.
That is so annoying. I'm so sorry, but I zoned out again just really quickly. I'm so sorry. Could you just repeat that?
Okay, so a mushroom leather called muskin is made from spores extracted from the upper button or hats of the Phalaenus ellipsoides mushroom.
Is that the end of fungus news?
I was just also going to say that this is all in light of... well, Bentley Motors, they're paving the way, so they're developing interiors for vegan millionaires. For cars.
Fungus news!
Fungus news!
I mean, I'd like to say it was worth the wait, but I'm not sure. But there we are. Tomorrow, we're back to animal news.
Yes!
Well, we've missed out mineral, that
means.
No,
it's too late. We've said we're doing animal now.
Well, not
mineral news.
Yes, actually, fungus news replaces mineral news.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Mineral
yes, it does.
News.
That's what you just said.
No, I said by accident because I wasn't sure where we were.
Okay, well then, that means next month, if it were to replace animal news,
that wouldn't happen.
Why not?
Because animal news is superior to all.
Victoria, there with bonus news today. We brought you
fungus news.
And there it was. Victoria, thank you.
Yeah.
In the next minute of the programme, then, we will be playing a game of Snowflake Buckaroo. It's like Buckaroo, but instead of a donkey in the game Buckaroo, there's a millennial snowflake. And instead of hanging tools on the donkey to watch it kick off, we hang trigger phrases on the snowflake to see if it runs to its safe space. It's coming next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Winning a major golf competition takes a lot.
Henrik Stenson is the champion golfer of the year.
It's my finest performance, the Open Championship. That's the one I wanted to win.
Spectacular is not the right word, it's perfection.
imagine those things as a kid, and I finally got to live that dream.
Who will write this year's major story and become champion golfer of the year? The Open starts Thursday, live only on Sky Sports. The Open.
This is Nick from Insure & Go.
Every October, the Mekong River releases balls of fire into the sky. Some people think it's a mythical serpent, the obvious answer. Some think it's methane gas, but scientists have poo-pooed this idea. Others think it could be man-made, but surely if it's man-made, someone would have come forward by now. It's been going on for centuries. I like to think that if the Thames started shooting fireballs into the sky, it would be properly looked into.
For more travel trivia and travel insurance, of course, visit Insure & Go. Take us away with you.
When Gary was up early to fix a leaky pipe, his nearest Screwfix was already open to get what he needed. When Freddy's drill bit snapped while he was working late, so was Screwfix, so he could pick up another. Open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. weekdays and early at weekends too. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Undo the ties, unleash your ambitions, untame your adventure, and make new decisions. Unmap your life with the award-winning Jeep Renegade. With legendary Jeep capability, 5-star safety rating, and touchscreen technology. And save an extra £2,250 in addition to existing offers only when you test drive in July. Unmap, unwind, and be Renegade. Visit jeep.co.uk to claim your £2,250 test drive voucher.
Orders by 31st of July. Retail customers only. Participating dealers only. Savings against list price. T's and C's apply. Visit jeep.co.uk.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
In Lancashire, the M58 is blocked in both directions. We are seeing lots of queue and traffic there. That is due to an overturned vehicle. That's between Junction 3 and Junction 4. Elsewhere in Devon, very slow traffic in the area as the main carriageway remains closed. That is due to a fuel spillage and an earlier overturned vehicle. That's on the M5 southbound at Junction 27. And elsewhere in Devon, on the other side, we do have one lane closed due to emergency repairs. That's on the M5 northbound. That's also at Junction 27. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Skeletor got £35 off his budget car insurance at Money Supermarket, and now he feels like the whole world is queuing for his autograph. Like his life's a standing ovation that'll never end. Like he could light up the sky with a flame. Get £35 off budget car insurance. Another epic deal exclusively from Money Supermarket. Offer ends August 8. New policies only when purchasing budget car insurance through Money Supermarket before August 8, 2017. Geographical exclusions apply. See Money Supermarket for full T's and C's.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon, it's Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. That much is true. But now, of course, it is time to play today's game of Snowflake Buckaroo. Now, you know when you've got a donkey, and you pile lots of stuff onto that donkey, don't you? Tools, pickaxes, rope, that kind of thing. Well, that's all very well, isn't it? You know, the donkey then collapses, doesn't it? It's a game favoured by the Spanish, who detest animals. But the other donkeys, of course, are the ones in Theresa May's cabinet, we learn. They have pressure piled upon them, don't we? That's in the papers today, Theresa May's donkey cabinet. But what if you replace that donkey with a millennial snowflake? Oh, that's right. Instead of the donkey kicking off, because you pile stuff onto it, what if you bring it all bang up to date for millennials and you play Snowflake Buckaroo? Here's how it works. A snowflake millennial all upset by trigger words and boo-hoo being offended. by utterly nothing. Oh, so hypersensitive. What we're going to do, instead of the donkey and the tools, we hang trigger words and situations on our proverbial millennial. Don't worry, because like with Buckaroo not being a real donkey, we've actually just got a plastic millennial snowflake. It's made of non-binary plastic, so as not to offend. But when the snowflake can take no more, it'll kick off and run to its safe space. Each trigger word and situation is worth points. The first contestant to hang triggering situations on the snowflake that add up to 21, oh, it kicks off, runs to the safe space, game over. Let's meet today's contestant. On line one is Kate. Hello, Kate.
Hello.
How are you, Kate?
I'm wonderful, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much. What do you do, Kate?
I'm a student.
Student, of course you are. and what are you a student of, Kate?
Government and sociology.
Oh. All right, then. So, Kate, student of government and sociology. Were the rules clear there, Kate? Are you familiar with the game Buckaroo with the donkey?
Yes, good. I suppose so.
Good. Well, it's like that. All will become clear, Kate. Stay on the line as we meet the person you're playing against, who is called Rose. Hello, Rose.
Hello.
Hello, Rose. And what do you do?
I'm a chef.
Oh. Good. Right, how long have you been a chef, Rose?
About a year.
About a year. All right, then. And what was the last thing you chefed? What did you last cook?
Stock.
Stock. All right, good.
Not very exciting.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it was lovely. But look, this is how it's going to work. So, I have here various trigger phrases that would make a millennial panic. All right? All you have to do is pick one of them in each round. We'll go between the two of you. The first person to get up to 21, because they're all worth points, is the loser, because the millennial kicks off. That makes sort of sense. All will become clear as we go along. Kate versus Rose, let's play Snowflake Buckaroo. Here we go. All right, Kate, you're going to go first to choose from these two phrases, simply because you were on line one and that's how it works. So, cool. Are you going to hang on to that millennial? This: non-platformed intersex liberalist liberalism or white privilege checkmate?
I'm going to go for white privilege checkmate.
Okay, that leaves you, Rose, with non-platformed intersex liberalist liberalism. They're both worth... Five points. Yeah. 5 points. So awesome. You are currently neck and neck. Okay, Rose, round two. You get to choose one of these phrases. Are you going to go for bilateral non-gender fidget spinner of colour or cis-consensual gluten-free placard enabler?
The second one.
All right. That leaves you, Kate, with the first one. I can tell you, Kate, that bilateral non-gender fidget spinner of colour was 6 points. Ooh. Cis-consensual gluten-free placard enabler, 4 points. Cornelius keeping the score. What have we got?
Currently, Kate is on 11, yes, whilst Rose is on 9.
We don't want to get to 21. Ooh. Okay, so here we go. Kate choosing first this time out of this. Round three. Hashtag gender sexual anxiety shaming so white. Or are you going to go for pre-op vegan?
I'll go for the hashtag one.
The hashtag one is 3 points.
3 points?
Yeah, 3 points. And Rose... Perfect. Also 3 points. Oh,
no.
What does that bring us to? Cornelius.
So Kate is on 14,
yep,
and Rose is on 12.
All right, round four. Remember, 21 is not where you want to be. So round four, Rose choosing first. Are you going for heterofeminivistic non-apologetic fluidity or neutral truth microsafe validity... Neutral truth microsafe validity... anti-manspreading demonstration.
I wish I knew what was going on.
So do I when it comes to snowflakes, but yep, all right.
Okay, I'll go for the first one.
The first one, her heterofeministic non-apologetic fluidity is worth 1 point.
Ooh,
oh, great. And I can tell you, Kate, 2 points.
Oh, you're getting in the danger zone.
Kate's
now
on 16, Rose is on 13. Okay, round five. Kate, I think you're choosing first for this one.
Yeah.
Are you going to choose to hang on to the snowflake? LBGT BLT sandwich avidity? Or are you going to pick trans-neutral appropriation of a cis-racist pronoun?
I'll take the trans-something association of the something-something.
Something-something. Right, OK, so... let me see. That is worth... ...8 points. It's worth 8 points.
Oh, dear!
The other one was only worth 3 points. Oh!
OK,
oh, Millennial Buckaroo! Oh.
I think it was rigged against me.
Oh!
So unlucky. Oh.
Commiserations, Kate Rose, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. That was... there it was. Snowflake Buckaroo on the radio. Another round of it next week. Talk Radio in the afternoon. Sam Delaney is with us. He's going to be on from 4 o'clock. Hello, Sam Delaney.
Hi.
Hi there, how
Hi,
are you?
Sam.
Good, really good. Very Hi. Good. Hi, Cornelius.
Hi.
So today we're talking about why, because of austerity, everyone dies younger,
yes,
which is a shame.
Right. Yeah.
And also my pre-recorded interview from last week with rock and roll legend Wilco Johnson out of Dr. Feelgood and other things.
Yep.
And he is a great bloke. And it's not only an interesting interview about music, it's also he cheated death. I don't know if you know this about Wilco Johnson, but he was diagnosed with inoperable cancer a few years ago. And a filmmaker said that, and he said he turned down all treatment. He said he didn't want to be treated. He didn't want to go through the pain and what he perceived as the indignity of dragging it all out. So he said, "I'm just going to go on tour, refuse treatment, and then die."
Right.
And he went on tour to see all his fans for the last time, and he had his faith reinstalled in so much. And he said he rediscovered the beauty of life and all that sort of stuff. And then at the end of the tour, just as he was preparing, his tumour was getting so big it was sticking out the side of his body, like it was very visible. And at the last minute, a surgeon said, "Actually, second thoughts, I reckon I might be able to have a crack at that." And he went, "What? I've spent the whole year coming to terms with death, and we've even made a film about my slow march to death." And he said, no, let me have a go. So they put him under the knife, cut it out, and when he came through, he said, "Yeah, sorry about that, it's all fine, we've got rid of it, and you're going to just live, you've got no cancer."
Wow.
So it's an amazing story.
What a story!
And he'd just said all his goodbyes and put all his affairs in order, as they say, and he'd got right with it in his head and in his soul, and then he just came back, and he didn't quite know what to do with himself.
Wow.
And so he talks about that. I mean, I've given away the whole story.
Yeah.
But there's more. He says it better.
Yeah.
And also he talks about rock and roll. So stay tuned for that.
So Sam Delaney with you from 4 o'clock. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4, here in the afternoons on Talk Radio. We will leave you, of course, with the notion that there's much news. A lot of it will be on Sam's show. It's all very complicated, though, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
You don't need to. And that's because we're here to help by running news through Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables will leave you with the news in haikus.
Struggling firefighters are too poor to buy food. They get paid too much.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.